What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Millennial Hour. We are Candace and Jay, two millennials just out here trying to make it. Here on the Millennial Hour, we'll be talking about life, love, pop culture, current events, and everything in between. You'll get our honest opinion and thoughts on various subjects, and we hope you enjoy. All right, friend, how you been the last 2 weeks?
It's only been 2 weeks?
The last month.
This last month. What has happened? The weather has been insane.
Ooh, child.
So my body has been insane. I feel like I've been on the brink of getting sick because, oh, it's hot. It's cold. Friend. It's like sprinkling right now.
Friend. I wake. Go ahead, finish.
You're saying for you to finish or for me to finish?
You go ahead and finish.
Okay. So, yeah. You quit? Jay has quit. And y'all don't even know why Jay is quitting. I have no idea what's going on with Jay. But yes, so I've been like trying to, I think I've been fighting the cold and like anteing up on my vitamins. I've been taking my vitamins every day.
Girl, I have not. Depression. I took them for the first time the other day and I was like, whew, that was a lot.
What? Oh my gosh.
What happened? You've been taking your vitamins every
day. Yeah, I need to re-up on mine. Mine are almost empty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I know you got enough iron pills.
Yeah, I don't need more iron pills. I'm good with the iron pills. Thanks, Jay, for your contribution. I mean, I'm good for the next 4 months. Okay.
You're welcome. I'm worried about your iron, friend.
Yes. I mean, there was a time where iron, I was depleted of it.
Yes, you
changed
had none.
My whole life. Changed my whole life. But lately, I've just been going to work. Time has been going fast. I wake up at 5, and then I blink. It's 4. It's time for me to go home. And I feel like I'm back in bed. I feel like it's I'm at my bed. I'm at work. And I'm back in my bed. I feel like that's what it is. What is the space?
I feel like time has been going by so slow.
For somebody who doesn't remember. How is time going slow?
Yeah, because I'll be at work, working from home, mind you. I ain't got to do shit for real. And I'll look up and be like, damn, it's only 1 o'clock? Like, no. It's supposed to be 4. It's time to clock out. Like, bro, I know 8 hours has passed.
No, because I get to work and I'm like waiting for things to get set up so we can go about our business. And then we're driving and we're talking to people. Then we're driving and talking to people. We have our lunch, we blink, we have a meeting, and bam, it's off. Time to go home. And then we restart the same thing all over again.
But then also, you're out and about. Mm-hmm. So I feel like driving around helps kill the time. I'm just sitting here.
That makes sense. When I have my corporate job, sitting at a computer, mm-hmm. then having to deal with my whack boss for 8 hours, mm-hmm. sometimes 10 hours because she was insane.
And see, that's it. I work from home literally 4 days a week. And so sometimes those days go by so fast. But I feel like the days I'm in the office now go by faster. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because we leave at 2 and I still come home and I have like whatever remaining time I have left on the clock or mm-hmm. what. But some days the day fly by. I'm like, it's 4 o'clock already. Time to clock out. Other days I'm like, bro, it's 7 p.m. How am I still working? Like, I'd be so through.
It's 7 p.m.
I'd be so through.
In reality, it's like 11. Oh, my gosh.
I really think it's those days where there's not a lot of work and I want to actually do work that the days go by slow. Because I actually do my job. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing of I do it quickly, but there are literally days where there's nothing to do.
So how do you feel that time?
I usually like watch a YouTube video, watch movies or something. I don't know, edit.
Does time go faster then?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Dang. Mm-hmm. I think because you may in your head, like you move so fast.
I think so.
So you're moving so fast and then the world around you just feels slow.
Mm-hmm. Because I get things done so quickly that I'm like, okay, an hour and a half has surely passed. It's only been 15 minutes. Yeah.
I'm
efficient, okay?
We just had a whole sidebar conversation of what you can do with that time.
Listen.
You get things done so quickly.
Listen.
Listen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My month has been good.
It's been good? What's been going on?
Friend, that's the question, ain't it? What's been going on?
Oh my gosh. You not remember it?
I did the 626 night market. I don't know if I talked about that in the last episode. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Some good eats. Outside of that, so I maybe might possibly be back on Hinge.
Is that a dating site?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So last therapy session, my therapist was like, so like, are we going to like venture back into the dating world? And I was like, I don't really know. And she's like, well, it seems like you're pretty like over the relationship. And like, obviously, like, I still have feelings about it. I'm still like, you know, pained by it because it didn't work out. But overall, like, I'm definitely not moving backwards into that for sure. And so the only way forward is forward. And so she was like, well, have you thought about it? And I was like, kind of, but not really. So then after that session, I was like, well, maybe I can, like, just slide back on and see what's happening. So I'm talking to three different people right now. Just like, you know, I said, just talking, just on the app for the past couple of days. Nothing has really come from it quite yet. Made some decent connections. Like, these could be decent friends. But overall, yeah.
It's something to do.
Yeah.
Gets a little spice in your life.
Just a little bit. Because, you know, it's hot boy summer out here. So, although, moving on.
I can't stand Jay.
Because I want to have a hot boy summer, but then I also want to have a cuffed boy summer.
You're annoying.
So, we're going to see what happens. You know, we just letting...
Jay has been on a hot boy summer tip for the last 3 months, I swear. And now, all of a sudden, they've changed their freaking mind. It's okay. I'm gonna get their mind straight. They're going to have a hot boy summer. It's no cuffing season for Jay in 2022. No. No.
No. So if it happens, no. What you gonna do?
No.
Y'all, my best friend put me on a leash.
No, you put yourself on a dang leash. I'm cutting the leash. I'm cutting it. Ugh. You're gonna have a hot boy summer.
I'm just trying to have a fun boy summer. So if...
So now it's fun boy.
Whatever happens, happens. We just going with the flow, friend. You know, like, there is some stuff brewing, you know? That's all I can say.
You're irritating myself.
and the thing is, we can't talk about it, which is the worst part of, like, we're trying to be more open and vulnerable, but this is actually something that, like, we cannot talk about on the potty. Just because it's
are
nothing.
Are you saying that now? Because I read... Because Jay texted me about this session, and I read, oh, what was it that we said? It was saying
something. Are we recording the potty on Friday or something like that?
It was something that we had to do. We had, like, our plan.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to the gym and stuff after mm-hmm. record the potty. And I was like.
Yes.
After the potty.
Yeah, after the potty.
It wasn't about recording, it was like the potty. And it's with two D's, not two T's, but my brain read potty with two T's. And it's like, Jay was like, so we had to go to the bathroom before we hit the gym after the potty. I was like, yeah, because we're going to definitely have to go to the potty. And no. So for you to hear.
When you text me back, I was just like, yeah, that was a mistake on my part.
So hearing them say it out loud in person, the potty. Yeah.
I don't know when I started saying that. I'm like, yeah, we're recording the potty. Yeah. Just
we're recording the potty.
Because the podcast is a long word. Mm-hmm. And so potty just, I don't know. Because the pod just sounds stupid. Like, yeah, we're going to record the pod today.
Right.
I don't know.
I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Interesting.
I can't talk about things because, first of all, I don't want to ruin anything. Because nothing is solid. Look.
Moving on.
Right. So, in today's news, as y'all know, we missed 2 weeks ago. Because life, it was shit happening.
It was
Mother's Day.
Yes.
And then before that, we just didn't get around to recording the episode because we were busy. Look, mm-hmm. we got full-time jobs and lives outside of the podcast. So.
Yeah, we're just trying to fit it in.
Right. Fit it in when we can.
Yep.
But,
So it's been a lot that's happened in these last few weeks that we have not been able to talk to y'all about. Mm-hmm. Some good. Is there some good? I don't know. This all seems bad. This all seems very bad.
Okay, well, you know what? We can start with some good right now.
Rihanna had her baby.
That's exactly where I was at with it. Yes. Rihanna had her little baby boy.
Yes.
So First of all, did you think they was having a girl?
Because I think that maybe somebody had resurfaced an interview that she had said that I come from a black woman, I'm a black woman, I'm going to give birth to a black woman.
So I'm trying to think, did she have a baby shower like that we saw? Because I low-key feel like she said she was having a girl. Right. But you know what? That happened to one of my friends. She has a beautiful baby boy now, a son, and she said they went to the gender appointments multiple times, and every time they told her, you're having a girl, she bought all this girl stuff, got all the stuff ready, like weeks before the baby shower. Oh, it looks like you're having a boy. Yeah. So maybe they thought that they were having a girl, because everything starts off as a girl. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. who knows development-wise, but I could have sworn she said she was having a girl, like her out her own mouth. Or at least ASAP said it. One of them said it. Or somebody in their camp said they were having a girl. So when it was like, they welcome a beautiful baby boy, I was like, pause?
So, yeah,
they have twins?
Taking it back. I was like, I
could have
sworn
he was having
a girl.
I just knew. Because first of all, everybody was like, yeah, they're having a girl. That baby's going to be so pretty. That's what it was. So yeah, somebody said they was having a girl. I don't know if it's my lie or if it's just mixed up. I don't know. But
who knows? But she had a beautiful, healthy baby.
Yes.
And ASAP was able to be there.
Last podcast, we was like, they done tried to lock him up right in front of our pet child. He got in from Barbados and they said, snatch right off the airport.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. He's getting to see his child.
For now. Hopefully, it stays that way.
Right.
But I guess...
So now on to the other stuff. Yeah. Right. So there have been two tragedies recently, two mass shootings, one in Buffalo, New York, and one in Laguna Woods, California. The one in Buffalo, New York was at a grocery store called Tops, where an 18-year-old white supremacist came in. I don't know. He had multiple guns, but he came in and just started firing in this basically predominantly black neighborhood. And killed 10 innocent people. And the craziest part about that to me was the video that surfaced of him pointing the gun at the white man. That screen was like, oh, sorry.
I didn't even see that video.
Yes. Like, he was, like, you know, looking for targets. And there was a white man, like, hiding behind a counter. He pointed the gun at him. The man screamed. And then he realized it was a white man. I think it was, like, somebody that worked there. Mm. And then he was like, I'm sorry. And he went on about his business.
Wow. Yeah, and of course, because he's white, mm-hmm. he was able to live, didn't get shot or nothing. He walked out.
Walked out, cleaned his day.
Of course, he talked to his roommate. The roommate's like, oh no, he was like this Christian boy. Who would have thought?
He had a manifesto. Come on.
Right?
He premeditated murder.
But, and then he went to the store the day before, got kicked out.
I didn't know that.
That's what I heard. Don't fact check me. Oh. But also, what's coming out now, it's not even about this dude. They're talking about the dispatcher.
Oh, I saw that hung up when they called 911.
Hung up. And now the dispatcher is like, oh, who the dispatcher is? They need to be.
Mm-hmm. They're under fire. And there was a police officer that's under fire for, I think, joking about the situation. A correctional officer that was joking about the situation. Mm-mm. Right. Crazy.
Stop deflecting. It's what you need to do to this man.
Wild.
Because he killed 10 innocent lives.
Literally ridiculous. And then as far as the Laguna Woods, that story wasn't as popular. I feel like I heard about it, but not really.
It happened in the church.
Yes. And it was here in California. Mm-hmm. It was an Asian church. Am I right?
I know one Asian passed away from one Asian descent.
Yeah, I think from what I heard on the news, because, like, the news article we had doesn't really say much, but I think from what I saw, like, my dad watching on the news, it was an Asian church, and I want to say the shooter was Asian.
I don't know.
Either Asian or white. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and I was just like, wow, that's crazy.
Because there's a lot more injuries, not deaths in that
one. Mm-hmm. That was more, definitely more injuries. Mm-hmm. But
still, both tragic. We shouldn't be having hate crimes. They were both listed as hate crimes.
Absolutely. Because the one in Buffalo had niggers written across the magazine of their gun. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yep.
Like, why are we still fighting these battles? Just why?
Insane.
Like, is it about the color of our skin that bothers you so much? And he's 18. Like,
mm-hmm.
what as a child,
did you experience? Right. What little black girl at elementary school was like, ew, get away from me?
I just don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand.
Right. You know. And then Netflix. Y'all know Netflix been in the news for a minute now. It's been a couple months now. Mm-hmm. They are laying off people. I think like 150.
Like a mass number.
Yeah.
They're saying they have my deepest apologies. Like, it's not like something that we're doing out of stall. You know, like, it's something needs to be done because of the password sharing. So they're blaming the password sharing. They don't have enough in their budget anymore.
Yeah.
To have all these people working for them.
Their growth revenue is what it says. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's bullshit. Netflix is a multi-million dollar company. Even with people password sharing, that has been happening from the very start. Because remember, they started with the little DVDs. Mm-hmm. Girl, people were sharing them DVDs and ripping them at that. Mm-hmm. So y'all are bullshitting. This is just y'all being like, well, we're just going to fire people because we don't want to pay them more.
And y'all allowed us to have profiles.
And see, this was always my whole thing with the password sharing because everybody in this house at one point in time was on the same Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, remember when I was out there in Detroit, I was still using this house as Netflix because this is my home. But I was out there in Detroit. So if y'all trying to crack down on IPs and locations and stuff, well, what if me and my entire family are on vacation in, like, I don't know, Puerto Rico? Oh, password sharing, your whole account is flagged. Niggas, we travel. Mm-hmm. It's a mobile app. Like, mm-hmm. people are going to be moved. So there's no real way to put a clink clink on that.
Right. And we're logged into every device we have. So on our PlayStations, yep. on our cell phones, on our TVs, mm-hmm. so on our computers. Like, what do you do?
Like, how are you going to be like, oh, well, this person is in blah, 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 blah. Especially because they have this where you have profiles for everybody in one household. And they say if people outside of your household, but this is my household and I could be on a vacation somewhere and the other people in my household are here.
There's
and
no
they're still
real
using
way to regulate
it. There's
that.
No possible way.
No, there's no way. So they just like saying, oh, it's all your guys' fault we had to fire these people mm-hmm. because of your password sharing.
No, it's just y'all trash original content. That's all.
Yeah, nobody like really watches Netflix like that.
Yeah, the last thing I watched on Netflix was The Upshaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting on season two because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I think Orange is the New Black and Sense8 were like the top things on Netflix that I was watching.
And those are done.
Uh-huh. And they had the Marvel content, like the Daredevil and the Jessica Jones and stuff. But once Disney Plus took that, they tanked because they don't have anything else. Hulu has been putting out some actual, like, really good original content.
Yes.
And Netflix has not.
Not really.
So, I guess they had Squid Games. So that boosted them for a moment, but then...
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So, because when Netflix, they had House of Cards, there was like a few different shows in that were just top tier.
Yeah, and then Ozark was their biggest one that just ended.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like they were like living off of their old stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then now they're dying out because it's all over now. So
and then The Office got taken off of Netflix too. You know, people was going back and rewatching The Office constantly, but now that's on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's like all of their shows that people were watching weren't theirs. And they have now been taken onto their actual home platforms. And now Netflix has nothing.
And that's what's hurting them. Yeah, because everybody is a streaming service now.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix was its home to everything. Like, all the different movies or TV
yep.
shows that you missed, they're all here.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're being placed elsewhere because they're with their actual networks.
Yeah.
That have their own streaming
That's
services.
Absolutely what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what killed them. I don't see them tanking, but I do see them kind of slowly plummeting if they don't find something.
They'll find something. They usually do. Just like how people were threatening to cancel them once they were laying off these people. Like, oh, well, you're laying off these people. They
mm-hmm.
won't have jobs, so we're going to cancel. And then they rushed. What show did they rush to bring out? It was something. But it was something big. It's like, oh, well, it's back on. So now
mm.
it came. Because it wasn't supposed to be released yet.
Mm.
When it came back on, it's like, okay, well, I guess we don't have Netflix for a minute.
And they have all their comedy specials. And that was the other thing. The Dave Chappelle thing. People were, like, unsubscribing for that. I don't know.
And they're supposed to come on Netflix. We don't know when their release date is. But
mm-hmm.
once those come out, because, yeah, all around L.A.
They have been filming them.
Netflix is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually that's going to be
yeah.
on that platform. But yeah, they're banking on the comedy series that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, shows coming back, like Stranger Things is coming back.
Yeah.
But Nailed It got canceled, and that was one of my shows.
I haven't even heard of that.
Remember with Nicole Byers and they try to cakes and pastries?
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Yeah.
Just I'm a true fatty like me. Like, I love watching food. I love eating food.
You are a foodie.
I love
yeah.
food.
And I guess they have The Circle and stuff like that. But those are like, and I think another thing that's killing them is the week-to-week episode releases, whereas they used to just drop everything all at once. So people could sit and binge over time, where now people, I think, are honestly waiting for the whole season to come out before they sit and watch it. So that's dropping the revenue stream as well.
I mean, it's still like people gonna, it's a subscription, so they're gonna cancel it when they don't use it. And they're gonna resubscribe when they do need it.
Yeah, I'm just the person that just sit there and pay for it month to month, knowing I ain't logging on that thing at all. Like I said, Upshaw's is coming back. I think we got like 45 days, so I'm here for it. All
right.
Yes.
All right, so monkeypox has arrived to the United States.
Yes.
It was originally, the first cases were in Europe. And now they're saying that it could be like a sexually transmitted disease because it's you friend, you haven't heard. They're saying like it's affecting the gay community. But now they're trying to like scare people because they're saying like, oh, the pimples that we get on a daily basis could be.
Girl, I had a whitehead on my face just the other day.
I'm saying I had a little bump right here. You know, I don't think that, you know, I would hate to be a child in school right now.
Especially with the acne I had. Oh my God.
Oh, I can't. I can't stand it. But, because it's a variation of smallpox. I know that much.
I didn't hear that much either.
Yeah, it's a variation of smallpox.
Was the smallpox eradicated? Yeah, I did not know that though. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wild for us to even have this kind of sickness. Because, yeah, smallpox was eradicated. Mm-hmm. Just like chicken pox.
I was going to say, because kids now don't have chicken. Like, I never got chicken pox.
They have it because there's the family. So, like, oh, we don't want to have vaccines.
That's wild as shit coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Get y'all motherfucking kids vaccinated. Vaccinate your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I don't think people really understand the fact that, like, if your kid has ADHD, OCD, ADD, Down syndrome, autism, that was predetermined. That's why they now have those, what's the damn test that they do
mm-hmm.
while they're still in the womb?
The chromosome.
It was already in there. Your kid was going to have it whether they got shots or not. Vaccinate your damn kids. This shit is shorter. And this is the thing. I remember when I was in school, I could not come to school if I didn't have all vaccinations. So how are these kids getting homeschooled? Because that shit has not changed, has it? In the LAUSD, at least.
I don't know. But there are a lot of kids being homeschooled nowadays versus school, especially since the pandemic hit.
This is facts. This is true. I'm just...
And then schools are closing because they're making charter schools. A lot of schools are closing.
Yeah.
Becoming charters.
You're not wrong. And people ain't got money for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you're just allowing your kid to be influenced by one party, you know?
Yeah.
The same mindset or whatever.
Look, I went to Catholic school, so you know I know.
And how you turned out.
Child.
I'm just kidding.
Like, even is how I turned out. Okay. And so then J. Cole signs a deal with the Canadian basketball team. Now, sis, let me tell you how I forgot that he was playing basketball.
Hey, what you mean? Like, he's a basketball player?
He quit his rap career.
What do you mean?
This was some time ago, friend. Like, he just got signed recently, but J. Cole gave up rapping, but put his rap career on the back burner so that he can play professional basketball. Is this nigga not, like, 32?
We've heard this story before. J. Cole, Michael Jordan did it. And it didn't go well.
But
he went back to what he was good at. Basketball.
But the thing is...
Come back and do rap.
Apparently, he was good enough to get drafted.
I mean, he's always been like, he's good. You know, they do the whole celebrity basketball things.
But Chris Brown ain't out here trying to become a professional basketball player. And that nigga is good.
He's tall. He has the height for it.
Listen. Okay. Wait, how tall is J. Cole?
Not that tall. A lot of rappers are short. A lot of rappers are like 5'5".
This is not J. Cole is 6'2".
This is not a stab at me.
J. Cole is 6'2".
This is not a stab at me.
Chris Brown is only like 5'. Oh, he's 6'1".
Chris Brown shorter?
He's 6'1", yeah. Oh, Chris Brown is shorter.
J. Cole's starting.
I was going to say Chris Brown was like 5'9", so damn, I understand. Jack Harlow is 6'3".
How did we get here?
Friend. But yes, J. Cole apparently has signed a deal with the Canadian basketball team. He is a professional now. It says he signed with the Scottsboro Shooting Stars. Scarborough? Friend, you know I can't read. Yeah, the Scarborough Shooting Stars. With a Canadian, yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
So be getting tickets to this game. I mean, I just see Space Jam. Everybody's going to be happy to see J. Cole. And then they're going to sit right back down like, ooh, dang.
Well, the thing is, he's on a Canadian team, so he's not going to be playing in the U.S. Because Canada, geography.
I mean, he's not going to play in the U.S., but we do have Canadian teams in our association. Toronto Raptors. Ring a bell. No?
It never occurred to me that they was Canadian.
Oklahoma bans abortion starting at conception. How do you abort something at conception? You don't even know you're pregnant at that time.
So even then, my biggest question is, what is the official definition of the moment of conception? Is that the moment the penis enters the vagina?
No, because in conception, it takes the semen to meet the egg.
And that whole process takes like a week.
It takes time. But why are we talking about this? Why do white men feel like they need to tell women that they need to ban abortion?
You said it right the first time. White people, because there's white women out there too talking about abortions ain't right.
But they're
not
the ones making the laws.
But they fighting for them.
But it's just, that's what I don't understand. Like, why? There's so many other things to worry about.
I feel like if you don't have a uterus. Well, no, let me not say that. Because there are some women that don't have uteruses.
Very true.
Uteri. Uteruses? There are some women that don't have that part of their body. Men don't have it point blank in a period. They cannot push a light out of their penis hole. Was it the urethra?
But that's, stop you there. So if you are trying to ban abortions,
wait, where are we going with this?
I'm going to tell you. This is for the woman. They're banning abortion. This is the woman's thing, or a person who has reproductive organs.
Yes, I'm okay? Nervous. Keep going.
Okay. But why are we focusing on women when it's the man?
That gets them pregnant.
And women can only get pregnant, humans who can give birth.
Yes.
Can only get pregnant once out of every 9 months.
No.
Yes, they can.
No.
Only once.
No.
What do you mean no?
So, because of how ovulation works, a woman can get pregnant in that they can have multiple different sacs in there. It's happened. Where like a woman gave birth and then she was still pregnant with her other child because it wasn't 9 months
yet. You make
it
things complicated.
I'm just saying.
In the majority, a woman typically only gets pregnant once every 9 months.
Yes.
Men or guys or humans who have semen.
Yes.
Can impregnate women.
Mm-hmm. As many times as they want.
Anytime they ejaculate, that can cause.
Yes.
A child.
Yes.
So,
and pre-cum even. Because it has.
I'm telling
yes.
you, anytime there's something that comes out of that
thing,
vessel,
yeah.
can cause life.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's only a certain amount of time
a human, yes.
who has reproductive organs,
yes.
can even get pregnant.
Right.
But a guy, or I mean, another human yes. who has that vessel yes. that pushes the...
Until they're like in their 70s, 80s. Yes, damn near.
So why are we talking about...
That's a good damn point.
Why are we talking about... Specifically, because that's what they're specifically, they're talking about women.
Females' bodies.
Females'
yes.
bodies.
Yes.
Yes.
And what I've found, well, people have... Research has shown that since this has come up as a topic, like since that first draft was, you know, placed in the public, that vasectomies have been the number one Google search. Because men are like, are they?
See, that's the thing too. Why are they spending so much money on female contraception? And we have to take it daily,
mm-hmm.
monthly, yearly.
Yes.
When all a dude or a person who has a penis
mm-hmm.
has to do is get a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to have children, they can get it reversed.
I never knew that. I knew women who had their tubes tied, there was a possibility of it getting untied. But, like,
and that's
it was
the more
complicated.
This is an inpatient, outpatient.
It's like
thing.
A little slit. They burn that shit and they be out. 2 days later, they be fine.
That's it.
And so put some ice on their nuts and go about their day.
That's it. Yeah. But it also, it's a common procedure done as a baby for humans who are born male.
Yes.
That they get...
The circumcision.
The circumcision.
Yes.
So why is it that during that same procedure,
mm-hmm.
or once they get a certain age and they start having, going through puberty,
yes.
it's like, okay, well, you're not old enough to vote, to
yes.
drink, or to have children.
This is facts.
Why can't we just
yeah.
slip that thing there until you're ready to
yeah.
have a kid?
This is true. That's a good goddamn point. That's a good goddamn point. Yes. Kudos to Candace for that one.
Kudos to me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why are we discussing?
Like, why is it the women's responsibility? Because even once a woman gets pregnant, or once a female gets pregnant, or people that have uteruses get pregnant, it's a thing of, what's their responsibility? They have to take care of the child. They have to do all these things. And the person that got them pregnant is just off the hook, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were saying, okay, so if life starts at conception... Social child support.
Praise be.
It should start at the moment of conception. But then we have to come to a conclusion of what exactly is that moment? And how do you pinpoint that for every person? Because it's different for everybody.
That has been an argument. Like, is it when the heartbeat comes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when it starts growing its arms and legs? Because there's no human who knows, except my dad, who said that he knew when he got my mom pregnant both times, but he's insane. Well, he was insane. they know when they're getting that you just
right.
made a baby.
Right.
You just, the baby cream has baked something, you know?
Like.
You don't know. And then there was a whole show about it. I didn't know I was pregnant. That was like...
Man, the women were giving birth. Yeah.
They were partying. They were still exercising.
Drinking, smoking, doing hard drugs.
Had no
mm-hmm.
clue.
I just seen a TikTok recently that was like, this girl was like, so let me tell you about the time I had really, really bad stomach cramps. So I was at work and it happened all day long. Finally, they were like, my coworkers like, just go to the doctor. So I'm at the doctor waiting. And then I give birth on the ER floor.
She had no clue.
Not a clue. Like, they said they brought her in and they're like, what's wrong? And she's like, my stomach is just like really, like it hurts. Like it's more than like period cramps. They're like, okay, well, you know, is it possible that you could be pregnant? Absolutely not. No, mind you, she had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not even the shot, she had like the Depov implant thing. Yeah. And, they were like, well, let's just, you know, do an ultrasound to see, like, let's look and see what's going on in there. Whole baby. They were like, you are 10 centimeters dilated and crowning. Had no clue she was even pregnant. She said she didn't gain any weight.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the whole show, the whole premise of the show was women who did not know they was pregnant. They said they may have gained, like, 10 pounds.
10, 15. And then it's usually
is
like
that,
something stressful going on. So they've been eating
yeah,
a lot, like,
yeah.
holiday. Like, yeah. Because even with that, so we're banning abortions, but what about the women who implantation goes wrong and it's growing outside of their womb? and it's harmful to them, they could possibly die. What happens then?
Am I a murderer?
Do we care about life then?
Right. Do we both go? Like, what happens? Right. What happens?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Why? On what basis did y'all feel y'all had to put it on paper to ban abortions and then, like, oh, let's get this passed? And then it passes.
In certain states, though.
In Oklahoma.
But also, it's Oklahoma.
But why?
This is what I've come to gather. White women have the most abortions.
It was made for white married women.
Yep.
That's what abortions were made for.
Yep.
White married women who didn't want any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they already had their two. It was done.
They were done. And still to this day, in 2022, white women have the highest abortion rates across Black, Spanish, Asian, Native American, Hawaiian, like, all Islander, all of them, Indian, mm-hmm. they have the highest rates. And so they feel like their white race is dying off because white women aren't having white children. First of all, these white women are fucking Black men, so them is Black children.
And beyond that, it's been proven that in the next 15, 20 years, a lot of people...
Yeah.
Race is not going to exist.
It's going to be one big ass pool.
It's a melting pot.
Yep.
California is already a melting pot. The rest of the world is going to be a melting pot. Everybody's going to look like Christina Milian.
Listen.
Everybody is.
Honestly, truly.
Everybody is.
You already kind of, I'm looking at you. You look like Christina. You said it, and I'm just like, bing. You do kind of look like her. Yep. So.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, I personally don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah, and there's been, like, strikes.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of protests, because that's what's really been threatened, Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why are we going back to that? Like, is there expiration dates on these cases?
They're not.
So why
are we? There is not.
There's a reason why they're there.
Child.
Okay.
Because they had us not come into work on Thursday because they were having protests down in downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I work across the street from City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So every time something happens, they're like, so don't come in, guys.
Right. And I work in West LA and there's like graffiti everywhere. Protect women, Roe versus Wade, like defend, you know, that's rah-rah. But it's like, why are we discussing this still? I understand, like, we've had to go back in history and rewrite some of the Constitution mm-hmm. and stuff because, yeah, they excluded a lot of people.
Yeah.
But this here, I don't know the whole case. I don't know what it all entails or anything, but why are we discussing abortions?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we discussing what humans are doing to their own bodies? Like, why are we discussing
this? Because the biggest thing is basic human rights.
Mm-hmm.
That thing ain't even a human yet, as far as I'm concerned. It is a tadpole. If you look at, like, little pregnancy app and stuff, like, around the time frame when women can have abortions, because anything after 16 weeks is considered an emergency abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, your child is this big.
Right.
And then it's this big.
Literally takes a vacuum and sucks out cells.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And sometimes those cells can turn, not even create a child. You can have, a hematoma or some shit. Like, you cut it open, it has, like, rows of teeth and eyes, but it's not an actual thing.
Don't give me nightmares.
Sorry.
But because there are things, like, medically that may have to have
mm-hmm.
abortions.
But it's the fact for me that if a woman has a miscarriage naturally, if this passes, she could be put on trial for murder.
That doesn't
because
make sense.
They don't believe that she had a miscarriage naturally. They're going to have to, like, try her and figure out, did she, like, purposely do something to herself to no longer have a child.
That doesn't make sense.
And women have miscarriages every single day.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
A lot of women have miscarriages, don't even know that they're pregnant.
So you're asking for an already depleted system of funding to be more
mm-hmm.
and stretch yourself out more because orphanages, a lot of more, you already have a problem with homeless population.
Child.
More homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's going to be more people who are going to need medication because of depression
mm-hmm.
and anxiety. And it's going to be more people on government funding who are going to have to go through GAIN and all that. Because, like, and there's a shortage.
On baby formula.
On baby formula. Mm-hmm. So how are these babies going to eat?
when I just read recently that Europe is sending over formula to the U.S., I said, you know what? Because y'all are talking about we need more babies. Y'all gotta have babies. Babies, babies, babies. Ain't no fucking formula. And first of all, before y'all talk about, well, just breastfeed, not every woman can breastfeed. Some babies simply do not latch. Mm-hmm. And then their milk dries up. What do they do then?
Or the women or who are mothers who are working and can't be with a baby
24/7.
24/7. Because
especially
that's
that.
Problem.
Because maternal leave, parent leave in general is trash in the U.S.
Talk about it.
Trash in the U.S. And let's talk about women that have had surgeries and they don't have breasts anymore. How the fuck they gonna breastfeed? Tell me that. Tell me that.
And it's not a new thing. It's not like women or mothers who have been breastfeeding for centuries since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. No, I just read something recently that, so it's like women who pass away because mortality rates
are still high. Especially in Black women.
Yep. Still high. So how was baby going to be if there was no breast milk?
Yep.
So they gave them like boiled walnuts. They did that. Like, why there's such a, like, cream of wheat and stuff like that. Mm. Was the thing they was feeding the child? Was it all nutrients?
Absolutely not.
Probably not.
Absolutely
but
not.
But the baby survives. I mean, there were ways.
It's ridiculous.
And so that's why they made formula, because at least formula had
nutrients
and vitamins.
Things. Yeah.
And so a lot of us here are probably here because of the formula.
Yeah. I mean, I was a breastfed baby, but beyond that. My mama was proud to always talk about my kids was breastfed. Okay. Enough, mother. But even that, do y'all know how much formula costs?
It's always. I live in the hood, so it's always.
Always locked the fuck up. Yes, absolutely. I think the last time I was in a store and just having a glance at that formula was like $30. $13, $20, $25, $30, depending on what brand you were getting. Because if you wanted some high quality, that shit was about $45. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mind you, we already are struggling to make ends meet as it is. And then you want to have a child that we can't afford to have. And then not have formula for us to buy. But if we could buy it, if it was in stores to buy it.
Make it make sense.
It's too fucking much.
Make it make sense.
Huh?
Make it make sense.
The world is crazy. The world is crazy. I don't know. I don't have enough say on it. Like, honestly, truly, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's because then even when you talk about the rape factor, oh, I just have to have my rapist's baby then, I guess, apparently.
Right? And understand, like, that's why it should be the person's choice.
Yeah.
Because, yes, at that point, you want to bring fate into it. Maybe God wants to have a baby. That's your choice for you to believe that. But then it's not other people. Like, what if this was a child who got raped?
That was the whole thing. It was like, what if a 13-year-old child was raped by... And a lot of sexual assault, unfortunately, happens by family members. So it's like, what if this child was sexually assaulted by her uncle and then was...
And it's incest.
Comes out as pregnant. Then what? And that white lady was like, well... The child is already traumatized, so she might as well just have the baby, essentially. That was what she said. And I was like...
Make it make sense.
So you're just going to traumatize her more?
Add more trauma.
Right. Right. And like you said, it's incest, so that baby's going to come out with all type of chronosomal issues and everything else. Like,
make it make sense.
It makes zero sense.
Mm-mm.
And on to our last hot good news. Wells Fargo has apparently been having fake interviews for Black applicants, even though they've already promised the job to someone else. I'm not shocked. It's Wells Fargo.
I mean, I'm not surprised, because in the corporate world, in order to... Because it's not really statistics, you have to do it, but it's part of the law, of equality law, that you have to at least interview people of color and women, because positions in corporate worlds are usually held by white men.
This is very true.
So they have to do it externally. And they can do it internally, but they also have to do it externally. And you have to post the job position online for anybody's fair chance, but we all know they're hiring inside.
Absolutely. Nepotism and everything
else. Yeah, we all know they're hiring inside, and it's probably going to be a white person. So.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
And if they do, by chance, hire a person of color or a woman or someone who is in the community, your community.
LGBTQIA+.
Yes.
Yes.
They may do it.
Yeah.
But they setting them up for failure.
Absolutely.
Because they rates... or turn around real quick. Mm-hmm. Real quick. They bring somebody in like, hey, I'm so happy to have you. Smile on their face.
And then treat them like shit.
Oh, but how they do it is like, okay, so you're here now. Mm-hmm. Give them like a week of training. Then they give them all kind of assignments. And then they go on vacation.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So letting the shit burn. Do
it. Yep.
Letting the shit burn down.
It's ridiculous.
I've seen it happen. Seen it happen multiple times. So it's just like, I'm not surprised.
And stuff like that specifically while you was like, I got to get out of corporate world. I got to do something else. I can't stay in here like this.
I can't. I've literally seen it happen on multiple occasions in multiple corporations. I've literally seen it happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm like, so you guys are doing it to hit some quota? Oh, no. It's not quota. No. Mm-hmm. It's not. I'm like, but still, your leadership board still looks like this. Oh, no. If you would have seen who we interviewed, it's just like, these were the best candidates.
Right.
Uh-huh. Sheila's nephew.
Mediocre ass candidates.
Is the best candidate.
Right.
Whose resume looks like crap.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not shocked, because Wells Fargo is also the same company that had, I guess not their tellers, but like, what are the other people that like sign you up for stuff?
The loan?
Yeah, like had sign people up for loans and stuff, and they had them, they were signing up for loans, and they were signing up for like some other random stuff, and when they were found out, they were giving out a bunch of little checks, and I remember this because Quentin got one. He got like two from Wells Fargo from that, because they were like just signing people's name on the dotted lines of stuff, because they had quotas to reach, and people weren't signing up for this stuff, so they just started, you know, doing it for them without people's knowledge, especially older people. Because, you know, they don't have emails and stuff like that, so they would just create this stuff for them and go on about their business. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was Wells Fargo. That was a couple years ago. But anyway, we get into our main topic of today, the Panini Press of 2020. So,
it started off just like any other year. But this year was going to be everybody's year. It was the year of 2020.
And we started off strong, too.
The year of 2020 is going to be everybody's year. You know, everybody always say that.
But right.
You're breaking the year. This is my year. But it was legit going to be our year.
We had so many plans.
It wasn't even just like plans. We had legit things on our schedule. Mm-hmm. We had paid for stuff. We had tickets to Six Flags. Yep. We had the tickets. We already paid for them. Had tickets to a concert. I had the tickets. I already paid for it. Like, we had already had it set.
We had
in our
everything
ready
to go. Yes. January was beautiful. We had your birthday surprise where you almost peed your pants when you walked through the door.
Yeah, it was so cute. My husband had set up before you guys to give me a surprise party. He took me. I had no clue. And he's usually a terrible liar. He usually gives something, but he gave me nothing. So now I don't trust him, because
he was being a terrible liar on purpose, right?
Right. So he can lie. He's good at it. Oh.
Harper, if you listen to this episode, I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. So yeah, he took me out, went to the movies. We had sushi, had drinks. And so we come home. I have to go to the bathroom, and I have all my buckets of popcorn, and it's darker. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I usually turn on my porch light, and we're following them with the keys, trying to get the door open. And so I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom, and I was like, wait, something is off, because I saw something move.
It was a balloon on the floor.
Had no clue, and so I was very shocked to see the light come on, and you guys are like, hey, surprise, it's my birthday, because it was my 30th birthday, and I had no plans.
Yeah,
and my husband's like, it's your 30th birthday, we're doing something.
Right. So let me tell you the other side of this. So Harper texted all of us, I think like maybe a month in advance, and was like, hey, I want to do a surprise party for Candace's birthday, and we were all like, bet, we're down. Just let us know what you need us to do. And so, about 2 weeks before, he was like, so what's happening with the surprise party for Candace's birthday? He was like, right, so I'm going to take Candace out, and y'all set up the house. He was like, you know, Chrissy's going to be there. She can unlock it for you guys. I'm going to have Candace out all day long. So y'all, like, you know, let it do what y'all going to do. If you need any money, like, you know, for food, supplies, let me know. I'll cash app you, Zelle, whatever, I got you. And we're all like, bet, no problem. Day of. We all get there, dumb early. Girl, we was all in your house all day long. We just in there.
And I got so upset with him because it's like, bruh, you knew this was happening. You could have, what would have really been sexy and really threw me off is like if he would have just started cleaning. Like, hey, I'm gonna start cleaning, wash these dishes, make up the bed, something. The house was a mess.
But we're your best friends.
The house was a mess. She's like, what am I supposed to do? Just start cleaning? I'm like, yes, bruh. Yes, that's what you do.
Listen, I have seen your house in every possible state. It does not matter.
I was just like, these people were in my house, and it ain't even up to my par.
Listen, okay. I think I got there at like maybe 12:30 in the afternoon. Like when I tell you, we had been there all
we didn't get
day.
Home until so like 9, 10.
But we had to set up all that stuff. Like we had to blow up, mind you, we didn't have a pump. We had to blow up all them balloons by ourselves.
Your asthmatic lungs did the balloons.
I tried. Charisse took them from me because at this time, we'll get to it. I had broke off my engagement a little bit after this, but I was still engaged at this point. And I was just the balloons wasn't doing nothing for him. Nothing. I think I blew up like two and had to sit down because I was lightheaded.
It's the cinnamon though. You tried.
I tried. Like Charisse blew up 95% of them balloons, actually, factually. We had streamers and like, girl, trying to get those little things to stick up on the walls was the hardest thing because they just kept falling down. Mm-hmm. And so finally we got a few of them up there. Was like, just leave them. Don't try to put nothing else up there. Just let those be. It was ridiculous. And then, like I said, so we watching movies on y'all shit. We just in there. So finally, he was like, let's have the food and stuff. So then, it's getting pretty late, and we're texting Harper, like, so...
He's just taking his precious time.
Where are y'all
time.
Niggas at? Like, because he... I don't think... Like, we had told him, like, we ready for y'all whenever y'all ready. Child, nothing.
Taking his precious
nothing.
Time. I thought I had no clue. It was like so late. I was like,
I don't think he wanted to rush to like get you back home because I think that would have kind of given it away. But so we're in there, and mind you, at a certain point, we're like, okay, wait, they're on their way. They're coming. Because we're hearing stuff, and at this point, we're paranoid. We turned off all the lights, so we in there. Mind you, y'all little tiny house is 17 niggas in this bitch.
That's
it is hot. We in there sweating, all the lights off, trying to find hiding spots. Whoo, child. I think at one point somebody farted. It was terrible. And so, finally, Harper was like, we're about to turn the corner. We're like 5 minutes away. We're like, all right, cool. But then even like once y'all parked, because we could hear y'all pull up, y'all was still outside for so long.
He was something. I'm telling you, he was taking his precious time. And I had to go to the bathroom. Mm. And he's taking his precious time. And he wanted me to open the door. I'm like, bro, you got the keys. My hands are full. Open the door.
Wait, because you had to come. Yeah, I understand. But man, oh man. Like, so finally we heard you guys coming. And we're like, shh, shh, shh. Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Girl, we was in there all day. But I mean, it was worth it. We had a great time because Katura wasn't able to be there, but she made your cake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great bonding experience for all of us, but we was at your house all day long.
And then it was at that point, we're all exhausted. I just had a whole day with
right.
my husband. Y'all had been there all day. Mm-hmm. Then we had work the next day.
We did, I'm sure.
Yeah. So it was just like, we're really 30 because we could usually party all night
mm-hmm.
and wake up just as early the next day to either hike, go to work, go to school.
Child, do you remember that New Year's when we stayed up to the butt crack at dawn and then got up at 5 a.m. to go hiking?
Good times. Can't do that now, but good times.
And then we were out like all day that day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we did not was that the start of 2020?
No, that's when we got the tattoos.
Yes.
Is that the start of 2020?
No, that has to be 2019. That has to have been. I'm not sure, but it had to have been. Oh my God. I don't know. But yeah, that was fun. Your birthday was fun. And you really had no idea.
I had no clue. So then I feel like I was the only one who had a birthday that year.
No, Alita did.
But her birthday was destroyed because Kobe died that day.
I mean, we still had a good time.
Kobe died that day.
We still had a good time.
Kobe died that day.
All I remember was about to beat up her friend. That's what I remember the most.
I don't remember that either. I remember because I was always getting into arguments with my boyfriend at the time, which was Harper.
Right, your now husband.
My husband. I don't know what it was. And I was so petty because
y'all was in that 7 year itch of you gonna fucking marry me. That's what it was.
Because yeah, we weren't engaged or anything at that point. And I was just like, what are we doing? Like, we've just been here forever. And I feel like we're just, yeah, 7 year itch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I felt bad because the news was on because it was everywhere.
Yes. That morning.
But nobody knew what it was. Happened. We just knew a plane crash, somebody important died.
Yes.
And then it came out more people was in there.
Mm-hmm. Because it was no clue. Like, okay, so it was a helicopter crash, and then it was, okay, Kobe was on it. Is he alive? Kobe's dead.
Is he alive? It wasn't even, had no clue whose plane it was. I heard it was Rick Fox at one point.
Well, because I think they just said it was a basketball player.
We had no clue who it was. And then it came out, it was like, oh, wait. Kobe's plane didn't get to where it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, wait, this is Kobe's plane.
Yes. And then it was all these other people were with him, and then Gianna was with him. That's what did it. Like, I was already crying for Kobe, and then to find out that his daughter was, like, his basketball playing daughter was on the plane with him, and I'm just like, damn.
And so I just remember Harper on the couch. We're having a little spat, mm-hmm. and I'm getting ready to go.
Right, right.
And he's just on the couch, crying, like bawling, kind of, this is his hero.
This is his hero.
Like, the entire family's Lakers fans. This is their dude.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, no, they just lost somebody in their family.
That's what it felt like, honestly.
And so I'm just like, do I leave? Should I stay or should I go?
Because I think I remember texting you being like, so are we still going?
And I was late. I was super late. I was super late. Everybody was asking me, so, hey, glad you can make it. And they're looking for him. He's supposed to be there, too.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there. Because Charisse was also supposed to be there, but me and her had already broke up by then.
Mm.
Which is funny, because your birthday was just a few weeks before. Like, y'all was, like, what, 2 weeks apart? She was there, because we were still together. The very next event, that shit was done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, so is he coming? I'm like, nah, he's at home crying. Like, and then it was just that weird.
And then, because I remember being like, yeah, it's a sad day. And somebody was, I think Alita was like, why? And I was like, Kobe died. And she was like, oh, okay. Right.
It just didn't affect her at all. Everybody there, because it was still in the news.
Yeah.
So when we were sitting down after we were skating and everything, we're eating and whatever, mm-hmm. the news is right there. Everybody's just sad.
Like I said, I remember all that, but the part I remember most is about to beat up her friend.
I don't even know what friend you're talking about.
Vanessa.
Oh.
That's not even her real name is the fucked up part about it. You know what I'm talking about. Because she was just like, y'all are so loud and so ghetto and da-da-da-da.
Her man said something smart to me, and I don't remember what he said.
I don't remember.
Oh, I think he said that I was the normal one?
I don't know. I just remember being like, this is the same bitch that had her titties sucked at the beach while we was all there. And I'm leaving that in.
I'm leaving that in, you know? Like, you go in there and you leave it. Okay.
Because she was really acting real high and mighty and uppity when just, it was like just a few years before that, she was trying to be our, like, she was trying to get in with us and be our friend. And we were just kind of like, you're weird.
No, because wasn't there, like, something going on with our mutual friend and her, too? Like, there was...
That's who was sucking her titties.
Yeah.
Yes, because remember, we were at the place of the club, and they was, you know, having some cute little flirtation stuff, and then that happened and she got attached and wanted something real with our mutual, and our mutual was like, oh, I was just trying to show her a good time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't do that. So yeah, it was a whole thing. But yeah, so like, this is literally just a few years later. Now she's with her white man, she has her biracial child who she even said, children now. Well, I guess she was pregnant at the time then, but she had even said that she wanted to have children with a white man or somebody of a different descent because she wanted her child to be pretty and have good hair. She said out her own mouth. And so while we're at the table eating, you know, kiki ha ha, because, you know, we loud. She's at the table just making remarks about how ghetto we are and all this good stuff. And it took if it had not have been our friend at the time's birthday, I would have cussed that girl out.
So it was a colorism thing because they said something about me.
I think somebody had said how pretty you were, and it was because you were light skinned. Mind you, you're brown skin. You're not even light.
That made no sense.
Girl, you red skin.
Shut up.
You saw the trajectory going here. You ain't stop me.
You can't say red skin no more.
I mean, you are actually Indian, my friend.
But I am
You are Native, I should say.
I'm red.
Yes.
My undertones are definitely red.
Yes. But that's what I remember about that. I remember wanting to take my shoe off and slap her with it. Because, like, I remember just a few, it was literally just like 2 years before that, the shoe getting damn near fingered in a club and getting your titty sucked on the beach while everybody else is sitting next to you.
See, I feel like I always be missing the beat downs or the close to beat downs. And we had another thing at a mutual friend house and y'all was about to go out. I'm like, what is happening?
Friend, she don't understand how she almost got jumped. She don't understand. That's a story for a different day.
We digress.
But yeah.
So that was still January.
And then not much happened. It was a single girl's February because both of us were single in February.
Me?
We were both single in February of 2022.
Did we end up breaking up?
Yep.
We did.
Y'all did.
We end up breaking up and taking a break. I remember. Oh, because he still has nightmares about it. Because I'm petty.
You put him out?
So, but no,
you
mean,
put him on the couch.
I was like, no, go sleep in your sister's room. I did. He's in his sister's room. But it was the...
And then it's the walk of shame because he has to go into the house. They have to ask him what's going on.
I made him pack
on.
A bag and everything.
Oh, friend.
It was great, but it was terrible. But what made it worse is I'm so petty. First, before I got there, we were taking turns using the bed. Mm-hmm. So I was sleeping on the couch one day,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing Cranes in the Sky over and over and over and over. Not just on my phone, but on our Bose speaker. And he just gets livid. He can't listen to the song to this day. It comes on the radio sometimes, or it comes on my playlist. But he's like, no, never. Over and over. Cranes in the Sky.
And see,
over.
I'm just hearing all this now. I knew that y'all had broken up and it was a whole thing, but I didn't know it was all of this.
I'm petty. I'm terrible. I'm doing better now, but I'm petty. And I was doing it on purpose.
I know you were.
It's like, I want to get it, because he doesn't give me reactions.
Mm-hmm.
To this
so you
day.
Wanted to get
so
something
I wanted to get a reaction.
Out of
I'm like, is he going to just let me play this over and over and over? But he got upset. He's like, okay, this got to stop. This has to stop. I'm like,
so then you put him out the house. Ooh,
he was out there for a minute. He was out there for a minute. But it was just like, because what are we doing? I was just like, what are we doing?
And I
even gave him an ultimatum, like, we've been together for X amount of years.
It was a 7-year itch, I'm telling you.
Our parents have invested in our relationship, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, emotionally, financially,
yep.
Spirit, all of it. The house we live in, because they put it together.
Put it together.
So, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we not really investing in ourselves? We either going to be together by being married, or we breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just got tired. He's like, but you keep breaking up with me, so how I know you're going to continue to break up with me?
I mean, good
but
point.
Facts.
Good point.
Facts.
Good point.
Facts.
Point.
Facts.
Points are made. Points are made.
They were valid. But it's like, I don't want a divorce. But it's like, what we doing?
Yeah.
I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah.
This and is so. So then... Yeah, time's passed. Like, we were broken up. You said we were single.
We were single for Valentine's Day, like, both of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I remember you ended up going to the movies, and I ended up just staying in with Miles and having, like, that heart-shaped pizza.
Mm.
And I beat my face, like, to perfection.
I remember.
Yes. I was like, I ain't going out, but I'm about to get
having
this beat.
Having a date for myself, and I was
yes.
here for it.
Yes. Absolutely. And then, I think that was, like, the highlight of February.
Okay.
March rolled around.
Yep, March.
So, if y'all don't know, my birthday is March 15th. That's right, guys. March 15th. Now, let's just fact check this. When did the world shut down in March?
Like, it was the 17th.
I think it was the 16th, friend. when did the U.S. shut down 2020? I kept typing shit down. The U.S. began a shutdown to prevent the COVID spread on March 15th.
Oh.
Okay. So, we had, like Candace said, we had plans to go to Six Flags for my birthday because I think I was turning what? That was my 25th.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
What happened?
I just
happened?
Had a revelation. That was my 2 years have passed, friend. We lost 2 years in a panini. Okay, anyway, that was my 25th birthday, so we're going to go to Six Flags. So I didn't really have shit else planned. And so I was like, since I don't have anything big, let's do a photo shoot at the beach. It was me, you, and our old friend. And so we did this photo shoot at the beach, and the pictures came out fantastic.
Fabulous. I never looked better.
Man, it was, those were great. And so we did this. This was a week before the birthday, so that on my birthday, we could post the pictures. That was March 8th. March 15th rolls around. Like I said, the world shut down. And that was a Sunday. I do remember that. It was a Sunday. So that's why I thought it was Monday, because Monday was when Taylor, he would be going back to work, and they got all the emergency notifications of, say, y'all black asses at home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the world shut down on birthday, guys. We did not go to Six Flags. And I remember, because, like, around March 8th and stuff, we, all the stuff, oh, it's in the U.S. We weren't that concerned about it, because it had been in the U.S. for a minute. It had been in California for a minute. But it's like the H1N1 and all that. But we didn't care. And I remember being like, yeah, we're still going to Six Flags, Dad. And he was like, I mean, you grown, do what you gonna do, but, like, I don't think you should go. And I was like, we're going. And I remember having a conversation with y'all. I was like, so should we still go?
Yeah, we were on the fence. Yeah. Like, should we still go? But then it's like, we only live once. You only turn 25 once.
Right.
We gonna do this. Ain't no virus gonna stop us from living.
That's what we were saying.
That was legit what we were saying.
And then, stuff started to get, and this is still before the shutdown, because we were supposed to go, I think, the day before my birthday, the Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then stuff, I was kind of like, you guys, I think maybe we should just wait just a little bit, just a tad, let's just push it back, see what happens. Shut the fuck down.
I was like, yeah, so we're not going.
Right. And we didn't go until last year.
Mm-hmm. And regret it.
And it was like October last year. Yeah,
but yeah, so they're having Sunday. So but I remember working at Dry Bar. Mm-hmm. And it was all in the news about it, like, because it was called the virus, the China virus.
Yeah, the China virus.
We weren't saying that.
Right.
Our president was saying that. Mm.
I just remember, because I didn't know how to pronounce it. Because before we shortened it to COVID, it was something else. It was coronavirus. And for some reason, I didn't put together that corona was the same. It was the same corona as a drink. And so I was looking at it with my dyslexic ass, like, how do you pronounce that?
But for me, it was like, coronavirus is a normal thing. Like, I've seen it. It's on the back of Lysol can.
Yeah.
Which is a regular head
cold. It's a head cold. Yeah.
So I was like, so why are we tripping? And so even the clients that were coming in, I was like, so I'm trying to call and make an appointment for next week, but y'all ain't taking appointments. So y'all taking it seriously. So what's going on? Like, y'all closing everything up? Like, mm-hmm. Like, why? I still need my hair done. I still got to work. I still got plans. And I was like,
we knew.
I had no clue. She's coming here rampant, yelling at me why she can't get an appointment. I'm like, let me check my books. Everything is grayed out.
As you're looking at
as
it,
as I'm looking,
block.
But I see the like future appointments there, but they can't cancel them. They have to call the people and tell them that we can't take them.
Wow.
But so they're just blocking, so more people can't book it, because mm-hmm. people can go on their phone and book it, and come in and try to book it. They can call and try to book it. So mm-hmm. they're trying to block it out, so they're just no available.
Can't nothing happen. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here, mouth wide open, and I'm by myself. And I've already seen, because my location I was at is by a Ralph's. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally seeing, like a movie play out, people running up in cars and running into the store, and then people running out with bags and waters and toilet paper. I'm like, what is happening? And me and my stylist are looking like, should we be concerned?
Right, should we go get some
should
shit?
Should we go, like, is it a sale? Like, should we be packing up
right.
and preparing ourselves? Like, is this the end of the world kind of thing? Like, what are we doing?
Right. Is this Y2K?
Right.
Right.
What are we doing? So my manager, who was there, she was like, I have to go to the store anyways, because, like, I'm literally out of toilet paper. It's mm-hmm. not that I'm trying to stack up. I'm literally out of toilet paper. Let mm-hmm. me go. And so I go with, and I think it was like my lunch or something, get some water or something. But when I went in there,
the shelves.
No, it wasn't. It was, you would swear it was like Black Friday or something. And this is a nice neighborhood. This is mm-hmm. Marina Del Rey.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
Rich people, white people, mm-hmm. literally about to cut each other up. Because they can't get, they're out of water bottles, they're out of toilet paper. People upset because they cut in line and stuff. Like, I could not believe it. I'm like, what is legitimately happening? The world's shutting down. They're shutting down everything. Everything's closing up. Everything's closing up. I was like, well, we're open? And so I go back. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling my manager, I'm like, they literally are closing all of our books down. Mm-hmm. She's like, what? And she's a manager. They didn't even tell her. Know. She had no clue. I'm mm-hmm. pointing it out to her. Like, we had appointments here. They had to move them off and close it.
Wow.
And she's like, they can't do that. What is happening? What is happening? And so she finally gets the call. Mm-hmm. She goes in the back because it's something private. Mm-hmm. And then she comes back out. She's like, yeah, so guys, we're going to be closing to further notice. And that's what a lot of signs say.
Yeah,
we're
just closing until further notice. Yep.
We had no clue we were going to be out of work.
Friend, for like a year.
For like,
yeah,
and it was like, and then they, you know, and then they had to realize like what businesses were essential.
Mm-hmm. Grocery stores, technically bills. I was essential, yeah, because I work
city,
in retirement,
city
so
and
people
county.
Getting their retirement checks is important, because if people aren't working, especially retirees already aren't working, but if they had any side hustles going on, because some of them do, all that shit got shut down.
All bars, movie theaters, gyms, schools became online, because they were trying to eliminate, because they feel like, oh, so, because at one point it's like, is it an air virus?
They didn't know if it was airborne, if it was like touching, they didn't know what the
so
fuck.
So all they knew, they just didn't want a lot of people to be together.
Mm-hmm.
They literally wanted you to live in your own house with people that you live with. Do not go out anywhere else.
Yep.
Not even to another family's house. No, you stay in your own house.
Yes.
And so we just had so we was like, okay, so you know, it'll pass over. You know, there's nothing to keep it alive. We're all in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just pass. We'll just give it a couple weeks.
And that was the thing, because they was like, well, you only have a quarantine for 2 weeks. That's what it was. So everybody was like, okay, 2 week vacation from work. 2 weeks turned into a month. A month turned into 2 months. 2 months turned into a year.
See, but your job wasn't affected. There was a lot of jobs that literally stopped.
They furloughed people.
They were furloughing people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ended up on EDD.
Yeah.
Because, like, and theme parks was closed. Everything. Like, all these people who were in the entertainment industry
mm-hmm.
had no job.
And that's what I remember thinking. I was like, so all the shows that are currently airing, obviously, have already filmed. But what happens when all those episodes have finished airing? My TV watching ass was like, what am I gonna watch? But no, at my job, we had workers of furlough. And after they, well, because this was a few months into it, so we had a potluck the week before the world shut down. Because once again, nobody's taking this thing serious. We're like, we've had bird flu, swine flu, H1N1, none of this shit ever catches on, whatever. Nobody gives a fuck. Literally had a potluck the week before. The world shuts down. And so, literally, the world shut down on Sunday. On Sunday night, I think it was around 7 o'clock, this phone rang, my work phone rang. I got an email to my personal email, an email to the work email, saying, and text messages to both these phones saying, do not come into the office on Monday morning. And it literally said, do not report until further notice. We will send you guys another emergency alarm with further instructions. And so it went from that to the very next morning, I think Tuesday morning, our supervisor, well, the big supervisor, Ann, called everybody and was like, hey, as of right now, we're not coming into the work for the next few weeks. You guys are still on company time. So if we call you, you have to come in. Be ready to come in. No matter what you're doing, you're coming into work. So don't make no trips. Don't leave. You know, you are still getting paid for this time as we figure it out. Just know that. So it was like that for a while. And then once we kind of figured out what was going on, everybody needs to wear masks. We started coming into the office every day again. And then it was like that for a few months. Some groups were telecommuting. Some groups were coming into the office every day, depending on what we did, because we had people coming into the office for different stuff, like retirement counseling, needing help filling out forms, people that needed translation, like that we couldn't do over the phone, things like that. Because mind you, these are older people, retirees, so they're in between the ages of 55 and 100, you know,
mm-hmm.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to come in. And so once, I think Delta hit is when we were like back out and we were telecommuting full time. But for a smooth, what was it, like 3 months, friend? I was at home not doing anything because we hadn't come up with telecommute yet. There was no way to do it. So we just was, no work was getting done. We came back to so many forms. So like we were so backlogged because for 3 months straight, nobody was working on anything because there was no way to do it if you weren't in the office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that segues in back into my story. So yeah. Eventually my boyfriend gets his head on straight and he proposes to me in May.
Yes.
And so we get engaged. And so, and his mom's like, you know, the world is basically, we don't know when it's going to end. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We may not live tomorrow. So why not get married now? It's like, say no more.
Good point. Yes.
Right. Good point. So we're planning a wedding. And you know, you have all the bells and whistles of the actual wedding ceremony, but the main thing is the paperwork.
Yes.
So you're talking about how you came back to all these forms and whatnot. The county and stuff was still closed.
Yes.
There was somebody in those county offices. So we had to get marriage license and stuff. You had to have set up by appointment. Lots of it was by appointment.
Yes. And it still is, actually.
Still yeah. is. L.A. County... I would still probably be waiting on that.
Girl, y'all wouldn't be married yet.
Yeah. If I went to LA County.
And y'all got married in 2020. Yeah.
But Orange County, because when it started, it was different pods of LA that mm-hmm. were in different levels.
Of quarantine.
Of quarantine.
Yeah.
And so LA, that was red.
Done.
And we were staying in red forever.
Whew, child.
But Orange County was very last. Mm-hmm. You know, they were just like, oh, we don't want to wear masks. We don't do anything. But the numbers were low because
mm-hmm.
they had the space to do whatever they want, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, their immune systems are better. They have better insurance.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Whatever.
But, yep. That's a good damn point. Ooh, I didn't think about that part.
And so, whatever. So it's fine. So we went to Orange County and got our marriage license. But, mm-hmm. yeah, everything had to be by appointment.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't doing anything in person. The DMV, thank God, because DMV has become better since mm-hmm. then. Because they have kiosks put up.
Yep.
You can do everything online.
And then just come in with your paperwork.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
That is it. They should have done it a long time ago.
Man, I have been saying it for years.
Here for it.
But I do remember with your, because when you first got engaged, we were trying to do the whole bridesmaids and the whole wedding party, go dress shopping and do all that stuff together. And then it became very apparent very quickly that that wasn't going
to
work.
Yeah, no. If you to go into places, it's only like certain people. Like,
mm-hmm.
like for even now, still some restaurants, though, like it's only rack capacity, which is still smaller than what it usually be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going into dress shops and stuff, like, nope. You only bring your immediate, whoever you want, like two people. That's
mm-hmm.
it. So, okay, that's fine. But then even planning the whole wedding thing. So,
yeah.
it's just like the virus is out here. We don't want a lot of people because it was illegal.
Yeah. You couldn't have a gathering of 10 or more. Yeah.
Exactly.
And we had more than 10 people.
We had 30. We had 30. We try to keep it as small as possible. Mm-hmm. That's including the caterer. That's including the pastor who's marrying us. And the photographer, like this, is including those things. So we couldn't get married like at a church because churches were closed.
Yes,
we couldn't get married. I mean, so what we couldn't get married to was like outside.
Mm-hmm.
So because it was better like, to be outside
than inside. Yeah.
So. And we already had to wear masks. Mine was literally a quarantine wedding. That was coined as quarantine weddings.
And then the vaccines weren't out yet then either.
Yeah, they were.
They
you
were.
Had to be back. Remember, you had to be tested and vaccinated.
I don't think they were. I think we just had
tested.
To. You had to have a negative COVID test within the last, I think, 2 weeks to come to the wedding.
I don't think I got vaccinated until 2021.
Yeah. Because I got my first vaccination in April of 2021.
Yeah, I got mine in March 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So we weren't vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So we were literally risking
our lives. Yep. To see your wedding.
Uh-huh. I mean, but it was like a lot of people that were there really was around each other anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was visiting my mom. I would live with the people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had these tables that were all pods. Like, you'd be in your household, except the one outlier table.
Yeah.
Which was where y'all sat.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it was outside. It was in a neighborhood. It was in our family friend's backyard. Actually, it was so much cheaper that way.
Yeah.
I mean, if we weren't married in the quarantine, like, it could easily...
It could have cost y'all so much more.
$25,000 for catering, for decorations,
mm-hmm.
flowers.
A venue. Because if y'all had done a church wedding, you would have to rent out the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so we didn't have a wedding party because that was even more people.
Yeah,
and then,
So,
yeah, no, it's honestly.
It worked out for the best, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad because I didn't have a lot of my family members there. He didn't get to have a lot of his close friends there. Mm-hmm. And that's the only sucky part. But we all became very familiar with Zoom.
Oh, yes.
And Microsoft Teams.
Zoom was our best. We had so many Zoom parties. Oh, man. So many.
A lot of corporate meetings were on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And it made the Zoom service free.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it
after a certain amount of time. Yeah. And it's still free.
Yeah, it's
free. Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our life. Jay came out unscathed. Didn't even get COVID at all.
Right. Which, don't know how. I mean, I wasn't leaving the house a lot. But even still, I feel like I was out enough, like, just going to the grocery store and stuff like that. Because, like, in the beginning, we were still going to the grocery store, like, picking up stuff. It wasn't, like, midway through, we just started ordering everything.
Mm-hmm. But were you always wearing the N95 mask? Because that was also a thing. First, we were wearing our cloth mask.
I was wearing my cloth mask.
Now, those are just unheard of.
Yeah. I was wearing cloth masks. And the first set... I didn't even have a mask. Like, when they first was like, it's time to come back to work, you have to wear a mask. I was like, I don't own a mask. Because I hadn't been anywhere. So I hadn't needed a mask. And then when I was out in public, just unmasked. Because that was before the mask mandate was really in place everywhere. I would just, like, when I was walking around, I would just hold my breath if I was around somebody.
Right, because they really changed our life when it was like, we started worrying about droplets.
Yeah.
Droplets. That was a thing. Droplets. I'm like, what you mean?
And you can be talking to somebody and see all type of stuff and never thought about
never
it until.
Never thought about
it. Unless it like landed on you specifically, you wouldn't
but
say nothing.
But that wasn't the end of the world though. Because like, we knew that you couldn't die or get AIDS from that way anyway. So that was the biggest virus.
Hello. Right? Until now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden we could die from someone's droplet.
Yeah.
Something bigger than HIV.
Crazy.
It was insane to
us. Crazy. But then it was also the fact that you can apparently kill a virus with alcohol.
Bleach.
Rubbing alcohol. It's like, if you just rub it on the surface, it's fine.
Remember your president was like, bleach. Or when they kept reassuring the country, oh, it's going to be over by summer because it can't live in the heat.
Child. And that's what a lot of people thought. A lot of people was like, yeah, summer's gonna hit and that thing's gonna be out of here. Summer came and went and niggas was still
inside
the house. Yes. A lot of people gained quarantine weight. Yeah.
Oh, because what was the people doing? It was making sourdough bread. That was the trend. People were like, I'm gonna bake because I don't have anything to do.
And then, did that fucking milk crate challenge was that was last year.
That was last year.
Okay, I was gonna say, if that was in 2020, that's wild.
No, everybody was baking, everybody was trying to build new businesses. They were making jewelry,
mm-hmm.
learning how to sew and knit. Cat videos were huge.
Man, I'm trying to think, like, what else major? You wrote it down. What all happened?
TikTok became really big from that. And
yep, because I downloaded TikTok in the middle of the pandemic because I was like, I'm not downloading this stupid child app.
It became a thing. So now it's part of our life now. Because, you know, because like only a bored person can just think of something like TikTok.
And see, I didn't like TikTok because I was like, it's a rip off of Vine. And then now look at me on TikTok. And will not delete it. I refuse. It's my life now.
Because if people were bored, they were just at home like, oh, I know this. I can take these words from this movie or this TV show and I can either mouth it and reenact it.
Mm.
And now I'm viral.
Is 2020 also when apparently you ran out of chicken wings? Or was that 2021? Is that 2021?
I think that was like the spring of 2021 because,
but we had thighs for days, though.
Even Wingstop rebranded.
Thigh stop. Right, which is, chickens have two wings and two thighs. So how we got all these wings? Well, ran out of all these wings, but got so many thighs. I don't understand.
Because that wasn't a hot commodity. Everybody want wings. Just like people who like flats versus...
I like drums.
You don't even eat.
Well, I did like drums. Although, I will fuck up a flat, though. Listen, I'm a vegan. You know, I say drums, but it's flats. Flats win.
Shut up.
Flats win.
Listening to you.
A crispy flat,
yes. No one is listening to you.
I sound like I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right, I've had your kind of chicken wings. One was bad. The other one was good. I forgot which one was which. I was a vegan. I'm just saying, I mean, I've had your contract.
That happened in 2020. I became a vegan.
In 2020?
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't been vegan for 2 years?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been longer.
It was the summer of 2020.
Oh.
Let me tell y'all what happened, right? Picture it, Sicily, 1945. I was on the phone with my homie, and this is Mo. Okay. And I was like, hey, Mo, what's the difference between a chicken with
don't
a chicken
do it.
In it?
Don't do it.
And
don't
chicken
do it. Don't
with
do
an egg
it.
In
don't
it.
Don't do it.
And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, what's the difference? And she was like, there is no difference. And I was like, what? What? And she was like, you're just eating an unborn chicken. And I was like, no. And then so my brain converted that into that chicken wasn't having sex. So the egg wasn't fertilized. We're eating chicken periods. That is what made me go vegan. Literally. Mind you, the plan, I was already a vegetarian. I had been a vegetarian for 7 years, and the plan was always to eventually turn vegan. But that was a motivation, because I had tried to go vegan before, and it just didn't work out because butter and cheese. But that's realizing that an egg that we scramble is just a chicken period did it for me. And then I was like, so wait, have you ever cracked open an egg and it been like an actual like dead chicken in there? And she was like, yeah. I was like, that was real. Wait a minute.
That's gross.
And I was like, I'm through. That's what made me go vegan, crazily enough. But that was the plan in the first, it worked out perfectly because that was always the plan to eventually go vegan. But yeah, that was my motivation.
Thank you for sharing it with class.
You're welcome. Y'all are eating chicken periods. Yes, that happened in 2020. I went vegan. And all of y'all were shocked. Because macaroni and cheese is my favorite food. Still is, unfortunately. And there's not a lot of great vegan macaroni and cheese.
What do you mean? I heard that cauliflower mac is delicious.
You know what? Compton Vegan has the best vegan mac and cheese I've tried. I about only fuck with yours at this point. Because the other ones, they be having breadcrumbs on top. It don't be crispy like it's supposed to be. It just, but theirs is good. The flavor is good. I don't know what they do to it, but the flavor is good. Because even, I can go without, you know, the crispiness and the gooiness. But the flavor, some of them vegan macs just be bland. And they be soupy. It be like a Kraft's mac. It be nasty.
That's because you having the white people version. So in the black people version, that makes
sense. I'm telling you, Compton Vegan, a black man, promote him. Yeah, that mac and cheese is good.
I'm going to try it.
It is. It's very good.
So what else had happened? We covered May. Oh, June. I returned the favor for my now fiance for his birthday, for his 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw him a birthday party. And I knew what he wanted. I knew that he wanted his favorite restaurant. Silog, which is a Filipino fusion restaurant. So it's a restaurant I found.
Shut up.
It's a restaurant I found, and he loves it. He deemed it his favorite restaurant. And so they usually do like this kamayan, like a feast. So they put banana leaves and they give out this whole spread. And we supposed to do it at the restaurant, but the restaurant's closed because of the pandemic. So they made kamayan kits. So I take it home and I make it. So I thought that was even more special.
Yeah,
because
you made it.
I picked it up, but I didn't cook it.
Oh, you just ordered it.
I ordered it, but I had to lay out the spread myself.
Got it.
Okay?
I thought you said kit, so I thought they just gave you everything and like the.
Oh, no, that would have turned out bad. But yeah, no,
I was like, you don't cook like that.
So I tried recently, Fran. I tried to make fried rice. It was an epic fail.
Fran, I tried to make French fries.
You have an air fryer.
I tried to make, I tried to do them in oil. And I eventually went to the air fryer. I think at that point it was a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just starchy.
See, now Jay's just hungry and now I'm just talking.
You right?
Let me finish my story. Okay, so I thought it was the cutest thing. And I invited like his close friends. I don't know if you were there.
I don't think so.
Because Jay wasn't really coming outside, really.
When you started it, I was like, I don't think I was.
I don't know. Your brother was there. So Lasagna.
I might have been.
Could have been there, but you couldn't eat anything we had.
Yeah, I was going to say, y'all would have had to done something separate for me.
You didn't eat that, because that was expensive. And I went all the way there. That was in Torrance. We live in L.A. That was about 20, 35, 45-minute drive just to get this. All for him to tell me, and everyone else, as we keep bringing up this story, because it's his 30th birthday, and he's like, oh, I didn't have a birthday. Because every year for his birthday now, he says that he's a year less than what he
should be. I'm still 25.
Shut up. Okay? Because this fool, I gave him a party. I gave him what he wanted. He said that since it wasn't at the restaurant, which is what he really wanted, he canceled his birthday. I'm like, bruh, we threw you a party.
You know, I wasn't there. Because I remember him saying it after the fact that he didn't have a birthday.
To this day. We are 32. We were born the same year.
Technically, you're 32.
Well, he'll be 32 in a couple weeks. Shut up. Semantics. He's 32.
Whatever. Crave robber. Crave? Great. No, cradle robber.
How? We're the same age.
Technically.
Shut up. So to this day, you ask him how old he is, he's going to tell you a year less than what he actually is. He said his birthday was canceled because everybody else's birthday was canceled except my birthday, because I had a birthday because I was born in January. So it's not my fault that you were born in January, had a birthday probably when everybody else did. And I was
technically my birthday was canceled. 25, y'all.
25 from 2 years ago?
I'm saying I never had a birthday, so we're starting at 25.
See, now you're worse because 2 years has definitely passed. So now you're saying
a smooth 27 years old right now.
So now you're saying that you're never having another birthday. So you'll be 67 years old. It'll be 25 because all birthdays are canceled after that.
Well, no. Whenever I have another birthday, a real birthday, we're starting at 25.
So what was your birthday? You just recently had a birthday.
What did we do?
You don't remember what you did yesterday, so it doesn't count.
Do you remember what we did?
For your birthday?
Yes. Precisely.
Wait, I'll get there. BR. We went to the mall. Told y'all I'd get there. Don't cover me. Put me on the spot.
I have a birthday, y'all.
I'm gonna strangle them. We went to the mall and we did VR. And then we did
mini golf.
And then we did that was fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
We ate somewhere, didn't we? Where were we going?
We went to...
Wasn't Cheesecake Factory.
No, we were supposed to go to Cheesecake Factory. And then I changed it.
And I was very upset about that because I had a whole gift card and I was ready for the Cheesecake Factory.
Some damn place. I don't know. It's not important.
But we did something for your birthday.
We did.
And that was your 27th birthday.
And then technically on my birthday, I went to K1 Speed.
So you did something. 27.
Mm-hmm. I had a manicure and a pedicure.
You did something.
Went to go eat.
See?
Yeah.
You had stuff.
I mean, I do stuff all the time, though.
I am not.
I'm 25, y'all.
Not. With you and your cousins. Wild thinking. Okay? I'm just not doing it.
I mean.
All right. So that was June.
Yes.
July, we canceled 4th of July.
4th of July, yeah.
Because it wasn't our Independence Day.
Nah.
That's on when, as a collective for black people, we canceled 4th of July.
That was 2021, because that's when we went to Juneteenth instead. Although, me and G still went to 4th of July.
Y'all did.
We ended up going to the beach.
Y'all did go to the beach.
But that was 2021. Yeah, 2022, we did celebrate 4th of July.
Okay. So, yeah, that's in the next series. But, yeah.
Did we? Because we was having them Black Lives protests in 2020. We might have canceled 4th of July in 2020.
It was, because I remember, because it became a holiday. It became a federal holiday in 2020. But a lot of companies weren't going to celebrate it because they had to move around the holidays.
So we did the Juneteenth Festival in 2020?
No.
Then it had to have been 2021, friend. When they made that a federal holiday.
That's when they made it. That. What's it?
So it had to be. Because we was like, yeah, we're not going to do it. And we ended up going to
adjust. There's no way. There's no way we did.
Yeah, because I was talking to Lindsay at the time. And we was in. Yeah, that was 2020.
What was 2020?
2021, I'm sorry.
See, yes, no. But it couldn't have been. Because 2020, the world was shut down. All the theme parks, everything was shut down. Oh, wait, did I talk about how I got a job? I got a job. No job. Because
that was in 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then you got fired the next year.
Yes. For other reasons.
Yes.
But yes, 2020, I got a job. I was working for a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Loved it because I was like, oh, this is sent from God. This is something I always wanted to do. I wanted to work for a nonprofit. It's in, of course, a corporate position. It was supposed to just be temporary, but they loved me so much.
And they kept you on. Time,
and I got the benefits. I was like, oh, I'm adulting. I got my own cubicle.
The funny part about that is you got a job, and your husband, that was the same time, he was, like, at home all day.
Oh, yeah. But then I was like, okay, so this is before they even start giving out stimulus checks and stuff. So I'm like, well, our money is going to run out, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, I'm not going to just sit at home.
They weren't paying him while he was at home?
They were. But it was just, like, then they were also making us go on EDD and stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were on EDD. And they had gave us more money in EDD. They just stopped that. And people were like, well, I ain't getting these checks no more, so let me get a job.
Right.
But I was like, nah, this is gonna kick people back in the butt when it's all over. Mm-hmm. So I said, like, don't just get comfortable with this EDD money. Like, mm-hmm. There's other jobs out here. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And he says with his asthma, so like we didn't want him working at like a grocery store or anything.
Yeah.
So that can be wild anyways. So I was like, let's find something else. So he ends up finding another job.
Mm-hmm.
But my job, like, I was going out every morning and stuff, and he was able to just drive around. He always had the better situations.
Yeah.
But I loved my job. It was a 9-to-5. I had my own little cubicle.
Y'all, she worked for Dennis the Menace.
But then I realized my boss was insane. I've talked about my boss on here.
Yes.
But that was when I started the job. And I was like, this is God's sin, something I prayed for. Then I get the benefits. I get to have, like, this. I'm making the most money I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I was chopping it up with the CEO talking about football. I'm like, God, this is perfect. Then it wasn't.
White she-devil.
It wasn't. That was 2020. That's 2021 news. But the 2020 good news, I got the job.
You did get the job.
And they gave me the full-time position.
Yes. And we were all so damn happy, too. Because for a minute, you were like, yeah, I just want to take a break. I just need to get stuff together. And then you got the job. And it was like, yes. Because you were in the right, you were in the moment where you were like, okay, I'm done taking time off. I want to go back to work. And then plus, we were in the Panorama.
So, and I didn't want to kill my fiance.
Yes.
We were stuck in that little tiny house.
Just together.
Together. All day.
Yeah.
I didn't want to kill him.
And then y'all had a house guest.
Oh, yeah. I had to get away from both of them. They were driving me insane. And I couldn't do it. I was like, nope, I'm just gonna see what's out there on Indeed and LinkedIn and stuff. And I came across this and I got it. But yeah, we had a house guest.
For 6 months in the middle of the Panorama. The pond, the that replay. Was
testing my patience. Woo. Yep, that happened. That happened in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what a lot. As a family, because the world was insane. It was a lot of the protests because of the George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
We literally saw a black man die.
Oh, yes. That was 2020.
Yes, well, that's what started the whole Black Lives
Matter. I was like, that was early in 2020.
I mean, it wasn't just him. It was a multitude.
Yeah, it was a multitude of things.
That were happening. But yeah, it was a catalyst. Like, what you mean? We saw it happen on the internet. My child watched it happen.
Yeah.
You guys are still not punishing the people who did it. Like, that was wild. And
the thing for me was that we were in the middle of this was like the height of the global pandemic. And it was also the height of the Black Lives Matter movement because people are out there in masks in these giant like, I think there was like more people than the Million Man March out there protesting. And it wasn't just in
around
America.
The world.
It was around the world. Yeah. Let's see. What else happened in 2020? Chadwick Boseman died.
Yeah.
in 2020.
Yep.
That was a day. So
heart strings.
I was sitting in my room playing with another person I don't talk to no more. We lost a lot of friends in 2020, man.
Yeah.
The panorama showed people's true colors. I was sitting playing GTA 5 online with an old friend, and my dad knocks on my door, and I'm like, yeah, what's up? He comes in and he says, Black Panther died. And I look at him and I go, what? Because I don't understand what he's talking about. I'm like, Black Panther did not die in the movie. What are you talking about, Dad? And he goes, the actor. And I was like, you talking about Chadwick Boseman? And he was like, yeah. And I was immediately, I don't think I cried, but I was stunned. Because I was like, well, how? Was it the COVID? And he was like, no, apparently he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seen, like, months leading up to it, we had seen him looking very frail and very thin. But I just thought it was for a movie role. And the thing that's so unfortunate, I think, is the fact that so many people talked about him because of how he was looking.
Yeah.
Like, people were making fun of him and, like, teasing him online because he was looking frail and thin, and come to find out that that man had cancer. I know all those people that were talking shit felt terrible.
Terrible.
That's why, if you don't know a situation, don't be mean to people, especially online.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because people act like celebrities aren't human. They are.
Right.
Yeah.
There's different special kinds of human, like Chadwick Boseman. Like, he took these roles knowing he had just got the diagnosis when he took on Black Panther.
Yeah.
And he really became a national hero. Not because it was a representation. Reputation does matter and everything. But just looking back on it, like, you did all this.
But even before Black Panther, he was Thurgood Marshall. He was in 42. He played Jackie Robinson. Yeah, he played James Brown. Like, he's played a lot of influential Black men just in our history.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he was in legendary status already. And then for Black Panther to just solidify that. And Black Panther was, like, the biggest movie of the year. What was that, 2019 it came out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
the
then he was
movie.
In Ma Rainey's.
Black Bottom.
Yes.
That was his last film. Yeah.
It was just, like, he stole the movie from there too.
Mm-hmm.
Who would do that? Like, you came in here with a purpose and you were very intentional about the roles you chose and very intentional about how you portrayed these people.
Mm-hmm.
Just kudos to him. Man.
Let people tell it. He was the nicest guy like you had ever met. So humble. And even after he got his cancer diagnosis, he would go see cancer patients and, like, sit and talk with them, like, cancer kids.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he was an amazing human being. So that was a loss. That was a hard one.
Yeah, very hard. It was unexpected because none of us knew.
Nobody knew. Like I said, my dad said Black Panther died. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You're like, how? Why? Was it COVID? Like, what took
what? Yeah, he said cancer. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really like his team, nobody let anything slip. Like, it was so tight knit that nobody knew but the people that needed to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even, like, his fellow actor friends, they had no idea. They were just as shocked.
Just as shocked. We're talking about Chadwick Boseman. He's an actor. So let's talk about movies. Movie theaters were closed.
Yes.
A lot of movies are pushed back. A lot of our TV shows were pushed back
because
filming stopped.
Or the seasons were cut short. Because, once again, we had no idea what this virus was. So when the world shut down, everything shut down. Like, Empire didn't get an official finale. It just stopped airing. Like, yeah, a lot of shows just...
And a lot of them, like, just ended completely because there were a lot of writers and actors went on strike because of the conditions. They were being forced
to
work in.
And,
like, the world is shut down, but y'all still want us to work in 15, 20-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Like, supposed to be kissing our
counterparts. Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nothing. Nothing at all. But one good thing came for consumers, though. All the movies came out on streaming.
Yeah.
Providers.
But you have to pay for them.
You have to pay for them, but you can just watch them in the comfort of your own home.
But see, you know
Except
what?
Except for Disney Plus. That launched.
Yeah, Disney Plus did launch. Did it launch in 2020?
It launched. Let's see.
I don't know. Because I know... Black Widow had that whole thing, but that was 2021. Never mind. But I will say, watching all the, like, the brand new movies at home and then going back to the theater for the first time. Okay. Going back to, so they came up right in time, man. Going back to the movie theaters for the first time, like, after the pandemic, and just being in that theater, like, just the big old room, that giant screen, the surround sound, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. It is. Like, because even my dad has that big old surround sound, that big old, it's a different experience seeing it in theaters. It really, truly
right.
is.
Right. And then when things start opening up, you can go back to the movie theaters. And you still had to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So you could, they wasn't serving any concessions.
Yep.
So it was like you literally just have to sit there, and then you had still social distance, so the seats weren't close together. Mm-hmm. I mean,
did the theaters even open back up in 2020? They opened back in 2021.
A lot of theaters closed. Like, a lot of them lost funding. Like, this is true. We were afraid all movie theaters were going to close down.
I was nervous. Yeah, because mm-hmm. even malls, I was mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, we thought they weren't gonna make it.
Yeah. Well, Westfield is
they're being sold. Mm-hmm. That's something that's just come out recently. Westfield malls are closed. They're not closing. We don't know what's happening. But they are being sold to.
Did Baldwin Hills that got purchased in 2020?
That did, or 2021?
Okay. Damn, it's running together.
Because these are things that were like happening.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Because, like, it was in talks if it was being sold, and so many black bidders bid on it. And black buyers had the highest bid, but they chose white buyers because they're trying to gentrify that neighborhood again.
They've been doing it. That's what Issa had been joking about in Insecure. It was going to be called Iwood. And that's exactly what it is. Every time we see non-black people, or what was this we call others, mm-hmm. others in the neighborhoods, because it's gentrified.
This is bad.
The whole stadium is there. That's.
And I've actually been at Inglewood and seen a sign that says I would.
Ew.
Yes. And I'm just, Jesus Lord.
Disgusting.
Right.
The coronavirus we thought was scary, but let's talk about the murder hornets.
Bro. So in the middle of the panorama, they were like, so on top of having to wear masks and worry about droplets, where the fuck did they come from in the first place? Murder hornets just descended on the U.S., apparently. And they were here for a minute, too.
So they were saying, like, being inside was dangerous, so be outside. But then now you got to worry about being outside and getting killed by a murder hornet.
Because it was like they were so venomous that, like, one sting would kill you. But even then, where did they go?
Who knows? Some people believe that it's all scientifically produced and they just let them out. Mm-hmm. And some people think they're remote control.
Remote control, yeah. I mean, that one kind of, because they came out of nowhere and they left out of nowhere. Like,
things travel. The world is not as small as we think it is.
But where they at, though, if they're not in the U.S.? Because if they were still out here murdering people, we would know.
Then where are mosquitoes in the winter?
Hibernating. That's a good damn point. But so, like, if the murder hornets don't come back this summer, where'd they go?
Same thing with the bugs that eat vegetation. Like, where are they at all year?
The fuck is a bug eats vegetation?
What's it called that was in the plagues?
Locusts.
Where they at?
They be around.
Same with these things.
Ain't locusts just flying grasshoppers? Yeah. Don't. All grasshoppers fly.
JB having higher thoughts. And not even high.
Because it just occurred to me, all grasshoppers got wings.
Jay need to write all these questions down and ask Siri and Google so we can have answers, okay?
Hey Siri, is a grasshopper and a locust the same thing? Yeah, technically speaking, they're the same thing.
But you're saying all grasshoppers have wings?
Yes. Have you ever seen a grasshopper?
Not
girl, I didn't see one up close personal in real life, and them things are huge. And yes, they all have wings. So it's just a bunch of grasshoppers flying is all it is. That's what locust is.
Oh, okay.
See, I can do smarticles. I know a lot about a little
smarticles.
Bit.
But yeah, just like ticks, animals don't get bothered with ticks in certain seasons. There's seasons for everything.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but another good thing that happened Uncle Trump was giving out checks. He was getting stimulus.
Yo, honestly, I need another one.
Right.
I need like FOMO.
The government should just. Maybe we talked about reparations. So.
You know, I'm gonna get. You know what? That's right. I forgot about that. I'm coming off my 4 days giving a meal. Keep you steady. I'm okay.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, like, because they all know we are all living. A lot. Well, most of us are living under the poverty line. They should just continue to pay us.
Most of us, friend. 95% of us. That is the majority. Are living under the poverty line, and not even just slightly under. Far. Under the poverty line.
And that just reminds me, like, it's just because our next thing I'm going to bring up is, like, there should just be certain things that should be covered in insurance. Like, when the whole West Coast was on fire, why doesn't everybody have fire insurance?
I don't even know why that is necessary. You know the house burnt down in the fire. Run me my money, please. I have to find somewhere else to live somehow. Like, what the fuck? If you don't have, like, if your house burns down and you don't have insurance, you're just homeless.
Yeah, but that was also happening in 2020. Not just California, which is prone to fires in certain seasons, the whole West Coast.
I mean, from tippity top to the very bottom. From
California to
Seattle, Washington. To
Washington.
Yes, it was
fire.
Fire.
And it took a long time to contain that mess.
Girl, that shit burned like hundreds of millions of acres. And so that land homes. Is like done for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it has to fix. It has to heal.
Yep. Malibu. Like, all the rich neighborhoods. Malibu all up and down. All down PCA. Yeah, all of that.
I mean, I feel like that was a god. I'm just saying. But somebody was setting those, though, wasn't they?
It was because it's dry, because California has no water, because we're
a
desert state. It's
severe drought. Yeah.
We're a desert state, and we just chose to live here, so we made it work.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's facts.
But now it's not working because we would get some drops of water.
I don't know. I could have sworn that, like, they arrested somebody for arson because they were setting all those fires in, like, different areas.
That's the thing. They were probably arson. It was some arsonists. Yeah. But it's still also the dry season.
This is true.
It got hot.
Yeah.
Things burned.
Things burned.
Yep. And at one point, your brother said that there's lava under us, and now it's just...
The thing is, he's not wrong. It's fucking volcanoes. Duh.
But that was also, did that happen in 2020 when there was a volcano that erupted? Or was that 2021?
It might have been 21.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Right.
So it was a volcano.
Because there was a volcano eruption.
Yeah, it did.
Fucking the next Pompeii out here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the news was just wild in 2020. Like, the Harvey Weinstein case happened.
Oh, child.
We weren't sure if Kim Jong was dead. We still don't know if he's dead or alive.
R. Kelly was in. Bill Cosby and R. Kelly happened in 2020.
Really?
I think so.
Oh.
Or I think R. Kelly might have been the end of 2020 into 2021, but Bill Cosby was for sure in 2020.
Mm-hmm. We lost John Lewis. We lost RBG, Alex Trebek.
Trebek.
And they're still trying to fill his shoes. I think they gave it to the Reading Rainbow guy, finally.
I know who you're talking about, but I cannot think of his name. I can picture his face, though, because he was in Community.
Yeah.
Why is that where I know him from?
I don't know.
He was in one episode of Community, and that's where I see
his
face.
That's how you see his face. Yes. Yeah, that whole show, Reading Rainbow, with your child.
Listen, I never watched Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
I had hooked on phonics.
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. All right. But things that would change me personally from this pandemic. I don't like eating with my hands outside.
This girl, if she got to eat it with her hands, she eat it with a fork and a knife.
I was craving chicken strips today. I'm like, but I'm outside. I mean, I can eat it with a fork and knife. I'll be judged for it, but I could do that.
But I've done that even without a pandemic. I just don't feel like using my hands sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. Outside, I do not like doing it. Mm-hmm. The whole 6 feet, you know, we have to keep like 6 feet, no pressure.
Yes.
But now I really want 6 feet.
The thing is, I don't understand why we wasn't giving people this even before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, personal space. People don't understand. Like,
but that's just our own cultural thing.
I was going to say, Black children have personal space. Other cultures, and I literally mean all other cultures, not even just white folks, they don't have personal space. They be on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
Even just recently, I was in... I was at the mall. I was in Spencer's. And I'm standing at the checkout, putting my card in the thing, and this dude is behind me. I mean, like, on my shoulder, damn near. And I turn around and I look at him. And, like, he kind of takes a step back, but not far enough. And so I look back at him again. I said, did you want to back the fuck up? And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. What are you sorry for? Why were you that damn close to me in the first place? I don't know you. You don't know me. Yeah, why are we sharing a body heat right now?
In other cultures, when you using public transportation, you literally on top of each other.
That's different.
And just like how New York is cut back and you see it in movies and stuff and everybody's so close moving in the same direction, that's literally how it is in other countries.
That makes sense. That nigga was white from America. Why was you that close to me? We should not have been sharing body heat in that moment. I don't know
body
you.
Heat. Oh my god.
I don't like to be touched. So, like, when people just be, I just be like, you're too close. Please move.
Mm-hmm.
So, the pandemic was perfect for me because I was like, yes, people got to stay 6 feet away. And even then, people was not. We in the middle of a whole panorama. You got a mask on your face and gloves and you are sitting on my ass crack.
That's also changed for me. Like, I have to wear a mask.
Yeah. If I'm out in public, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah. Right now, you don't have to wear a mask, even though you're going to have to because the rates are going back up. Mm-hmm. It's so funny as we're talking about this. The rates are going back up.
They're flying back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, masks are going to be mandated again.
Absolutely.
They are. In certain areas, and most areas are compacted, they're going to be impacted by this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what else about me? I can't live without hand sanitizer. Even my husband, we go out somewhere and he's like, you have hand sanitizer? And I feel naked if I don't have it. Like,
yeah,
I
feel like that too. I tend to always have some on me. Which I'm like, most of my 2020 was honestly spent in the house because in our house, I have asthma. Another family member has COPD. We have health issues in my household. So I spent a lot of 2020 being like, if I get myself sick, sure. I don't want to get anybody else in my household sick, though. Like, that's not a responsibility I want to take on. So I was very, very cautious. I ain't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So my 2020 was boring as hell.
I mean, same. Like, I still can't bring myself to physically go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I just watch it online.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but I miss the community of church members and going to church.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to take that. And, like, and it's so weird for me because I go to work. I'll go to the movies. I don't know what it is about. Like, I guess because it's a small space and it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got used to not getting up or having to get up too early to get dressed and go to church.
Yeah.
So I can just get up literally as church is getting ready to start and turn it on and watch it.
And then I will say there's a very nice chunk of church people that feel like COVID is not a real thing, or they feel like because they're Christians they're not gonna get COVID because God is gonna protect them, so that they're not doing all the precautionary measures and things like that.
Oh honey, that's not my ministry and my church don't believe in that. My pastor was like, we're gonna be closed, we will have everything online, and they kept it online. So mm-hmm. then they cater to both parties. Mm-hmm. Whether you come in, want to say, oh, you know, be an online member.
Mm.
That's going to be fine. And as soon as the numbers go back up, I would not be surprised if he closes
it down. Shut down again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's not playing those games. And then it was a whole, friend, do you remember it was a whole law where you couldn't sing? You couldn't sing and you couldn't scream because, you know, you remember?
I remember when theme parks opened back up. They were like, yeah, you guys can come, but don't scream while you're on the rides.
A lot of churches were closed because they were afraid people were going to start singing because they felt like that's how the virus spread. And churches and theme parks and nail salons.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you go to church, don't sing. If you go to theme parks, don't scream.
And I mean, it makes sense because your mouth has to be open while you're singing, while you're screaming. And specifically, when you're screaming, your tongue, that little thing, that little flick, that happens.
It just was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean,
I think all about that to right now.
I never knew that, but it makes sense. I do remember the theme parks being like, we're open. Because it was Six Flags. I was like, yeah, we're open for business, but you can't screw on our rides. I was like, how are you going to regulate that shit? Like, come on. Because even if somebody does scream the entire ride, how are you going to pinpoint who's fucking screaming?
Get kicked out. Like, what do you
do? Like, what? Mind you, when we went, people were definitely screaming on those rides. Like, come on now. And there's no way to regulate. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you were screaming, you gotta go. Mm-hmm. There's no way you know who was screaming.
And people will walk in with masks and have these get into the doors, they'll take them right off. Like, are you watching the cameras? Like, do you ran up security? Like, oh, you don't have your mask on, you're gonna have to leave.
Right.
Which I don't know. And then the masks changed. Like, we couldn't wear a cloth mask. We had to wear certain other masks.
Surgical masks. Yeah. Right now at my job, they're like, yeah, double mask. I walk in there with one mask on my face every day. I'm not wasting masks. See how much these things cost? Fuck out of here.
Right.
You got time for that.
And that became a shortage on the specific kind of masks you had to have, the N95s. Mm-hmm. It's been an interesting time.
I hope we get out of it soon.
I think it's gonna be here to stay.
I feel like it.
Just at the common, because I feel like the effects aren't gonna be as dire, mm-hmm. or as deathly.
Yeah,
but I think it's gonna just be like the common cold or flu eventually.
Yeah, because honestly, who didn't catch Omarion? I didn't, fortunately, but like so many people thought Delta was bad, and you know, everybody was getting sick, and the people that had caught Delta had been turned around and caught Omicron. Like, it was, I think that's the first time I've ever said that shit right. But, like, everybody who's anybody caught COVID.
Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly, you didn't know. And there was people who were asymptomatic, so they really didn't know.
That's what I feel. I feel like I had it and I was just asymptomatic. Because everybody had it at this point. Like, there's nobody that just can say full on they didn't have it. And the only way to know that you had it if you were asymptomatic is to get the blood test.
I didn't even talk about the testing site.
That's
across the street from a testing site, and I had just started this job, so I had to make sure I was out the house at a certain time because that line was gonna block me in.
And as a visitor that was coming over your house, I was sick of it because they had cones blocking shit. I ran over cones. I would get out my car and move that bitch, and they would be like, "Excuse me, you can't do that." Da, da, da. Move, got right back in my shit, zoomed off, and did not put the cone back. I did not care because the one side was the school and the other side is a residential neighborhood. Y'all cannot restrict the people that live in this neighborhood for people that are testing. Like, that's just not gonna happen. And I know it was a big thing with y'all, like, complaints and stuff. Like, I'm sure everybody on y'all street was pissed.
The news was there multiple times.
Yeah, because they were really trying to regulate who could and could not turn on the street and who could drive down the street. And, well, this is for testing and da-da-da. Bitch, we live here.
I have a dent in my car now because somebody being stupid in the line.
Mm-mm.
I just woke up like, I didn't do that, especially because my car cries anything get close to it.
Right.
So there's no way I did this myself.
Your car does cry. I forget. Yeah, your car does just be wah, wah, wah. So annoying.
I mean, but it's helpful. And my husband misses it because he has his hybrid car. He thought that it was going to do the same thing. So
I'm sure he can turn on the settings. No?
I don't think it has it. Well, I mean, it does it when he backs up, but it's like his peripherals does not beep. He's like, wow, I miss it. Like, I can't, like, I want to be able to know if I'm too close to, you know.
You got
to
judge it properly, dude.
Go back to your training when you were 16.
Yeah.
Doing your driving test. You got spoiled. Yeah. At first you hated it, but now you miss it.
Listen, I still to this day hate it. Because when we were at the mall and your car was going off, I feel like the longer it went, the louder it got and the faster it got. Like, the more, it was like an irritated child for real.
Mm-hmm.
And that little Asian lady was looking at us. And I was
you're talking about the alarm.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, now I'm talking about just the beeps when you're moving. Like you're getting too close to an object.
I'd be like, dude, shut up. I know. I see it. I got eyes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. It's an annoying child. It wails.
Yes.
All the time.
I'm trying to think. Was there anything else in 2020? I think we covered all the major stuff.
I still
stuff.
Have not gone to the bowling alley because that seems gross.
I would never
go to a public pool ever again because that seems gross.
I've been back to a bowling alley. I went on a date at the bowling alley. But even then, I definitely was washing my damn hands when we left out of there immediately.
I still feel weird eating the silverware from restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it sometimes, but it's like, if I really think about it, I'm like, can we just have the plastic ones, please?
Yeah. I think you can still request them.
You can.
Because even before the pandemic, there would be times I'd be in a restaurant, because I always look at my silver before I use it, and I'll be like, this isn't clean. I need another one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely now, for sure, it's the thing.
Wasn't, like, bamboo straws a big thing in 2020?
I don't know, because we started that paper straw bullshit long
bamboo
before.
Bamboo paper straws.
That was way before 2020, because that was the whole save the turtle shits. Give me a real fucking straw, goddammit. And I like, I, you know, earth friendly, give me a goddamn real straw. Because the thing is, if you don't want people to have plastic straws, especially for restaurants where people are sitting in, just give them a metal straw. They're not taking that with them.
But then, as I was saying, a lot of the packaged utensils, you can take your travel utensils. So you have your own fork, knife, and spoon.
This is true.
A metal straw.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, that's why I thought that also came really big one time, because they had that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's our spiel.
Yes, that was 2020. That was the height of the pandelose. I say it right and then I don't, and I say it right and then I don't. It's been like this since the beginning.
Oh, my husband would be upset, but I got married in 2020.
Yes, oh, you said that.
In November. Yes, we got married.
Yes.
Oh yeah, but I did talk about the wedding planning, but yes, we officially got married in 2020 during the pandemic.
Yes. It was a beautiful wedding.
It was gorgeous.
It was fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful.
I honestly feel like that worked out so perfectly.
So well.
Because y'all didn't have to fight over who was going to be on whose party.
Yeah, nope.
So y'all renewal.
And my sister did all the decorations, made it gorgeous. The family friend did our arch. It was perfect.
And family friend did the catering.
Family friend did the catering. Like, it was everybody knew everybody except the photographer.
Yes.
She was an outlier.
And that random bubble guy.
Oh, yeah, but that was still somebody your aunt knew.
She just saw him at a park and approached him. That's what happened. That's the story I got. Yeah,
I think
she
right.
saw him at a park. I think he was on a birthday party sent to the park, and she just walked up to him.
Oh,
his
I
car.
Think I think you're right. I think you're
yeah.
right. I think you're
and
right.
even then, what was she doing at the park?
Because she walks.
In the middle of Ponderosa?
It was an open space.
This is facts.
Yeah. Get her off the house.
Yeah.
Because cabin fever is real.
Oof. See, that's the thing. I'm such an introvert that I was in here having a great old time by myself. And it honestly wasn't until the full year had passed, and midway through 2021, we was like, all right, I got it. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's when we went to Vegas, because, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of our iron levels messed up because we're inside.
Mm-hmm. We're not getting vitamin D. Yep. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everything. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm on iron pills.
That might have actually factored into
it
the
did.
Fact that you're, yeah.
It
did. That's crazy. I never thought about that. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, everyone. That's a wrap. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and tell a friend. We appreciate honest feedback and constructive criticism. If you have any questions or want to contact us, you can DM us on our Instagram at Millennial Hour Podcast, or email us at themillennialhourpodcast@gmail.com. Our individual Instagrams are Candace_Sterrell and Fuck J. You know what? We need to add like a phone. Like, we should have people calling in sometimes. Maybe we get some listeners who are intrigued and have some questions.
The thing is, if people listen on Anchor, they can actually like send us voice messages and stuff. I don't know. I listen on Anchor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to us and listen to us on Anchor and kind of like
yeah.
give us some more dialogue.
We
like, how
talk
did the
to y'all.
Pandemic affect you? What are some things that you still do now that started
in the pandemic? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a quarantine wedding? Let us know. Send us some pictures.
Quarantine babies. How
quarantine
about that one?
Quarantine baby.
Yes.
Yeah, because the baby boom. That was the new baby boomers. There was a lot of babies that were born in.
Mm-hmm. Born in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Or conceived in quarantine.
Whew. Yeah. And then I guess technically still born in quarantine. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you guys. See y'all in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.